Maranatha.
Amen.
Becoming more and more obvious to me that my end's coming. Maybe yours not. Because most of you people do not live daily that like you believe your life is going to end. And because of that, I'm not even sure if I want to mess with you. You see, for over 60 years, close to it anyway, God sustained me.
Amen.
And he didn't wait around to find out whether I'm acceptable to you.
Hallelujah.
He did it in spite of you.
Hallelujah.
And in spite of me.
Glory.
Of course, we all say amen. But then we'll make evaluation on, I don't see how God can do it like that.
Hallelujah.
I mentioned the other day, when Brother Christopher was talking to me about some of the things that have been going on. And I said to him, I said, you know, the biggest problem with us in this place right here, in this ministry, is we do not discern the Lord's body. And most of us don't even know what that means. Because we've had it distorted to us.
Hallelujah.
Right. See, I stopped right away. Lord, I see a wall go up. I said to a young man yesterday who called from listening to 1270.
Right.
Oh, what open faces. You're a bunch of folk who closed your hearts, closed your minds.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
And you've gone into your iniquity.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
And the only thing God could ever do with that,
oh, God,
that happened in heaven was cast it out.
Oh, God.
He could not penetrate.
Oh, God.
You don't know how merciful God been to Lucifer?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Do you ever think about that?
Oh, God.
Oh, you know, three. And when, even if I suggest it, you look and say, well, what's he talking about?
Oh, God.
Now, we justify ourselves. Oh, God created for that. Sure.
Oh,
yeah, God created every man to sin. And every man has sinned.
Oh,
but do you know how merciful he's been to sinful men? I ask you again, do you know how merciful he has been to sinful men? Long suffering. And so you think you've got to write the question.
Yes, Lord God.
The young man asked me a question. The reason I called him because I was greatly impressed with where he was healing 1270. Now, there ain't no sense me talking to this house.
Oh God.
About the magnitude of what God does.
Oh God.
With this radio broadcast. It would be beautiful if it wasn't me that he was using. You all would jump at the chance.
Oh God.
But in spite of anything and everything, I'm still the one to use it. And I even told you years ago that not a one of you can add to this or take away from it. My destiny was sealed. Well, if I'm going to be lost, then I'm going to be lost. If I'm going to be saved, then I'm going to be saved. I personally believe I'm going to be saved in the end. After all this wrestling and all, look, they don't have no, see, God, help me, God, please, not, help me not to react like that. I'm just so sick and tired of doing it. These God's people are so stubborn. I had the Lord bring it to my attention. See, most of you folks don't believe that you have actually fallen prey to what God warned us about.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Now, you tell me what he warned us about. Now, see, she look how you say, what are you talking about? We were warned.
Yes, Lord. Oh,
apostasy.
Thank you. Apostasy. There would be no stubbornness.
Hallelujah.
No defiance.
Oh, God.
No rebellion.
Oh,
and no self-will if there wasn't any apostasy.
Oh,
amen.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Oh,
that's apostasy.
Oh,
well, you said this, but I don't believe that.
Hallelujah.
Well, you first said I believe, but I don't believe it anymore.
Oh,
apostasy.
Hallelujah.
Apostates. See it right now?
Yeah.
See, you're working in some of you right now? How you're rushing to believe what I'm saying now?
Thank you, Father.
Oh, you're not, huh? And then again, you're being deceived because there is a self-deception.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. God bless you.
Apostasy. If all you apostates, you who have given over to all belief.
Hallelujah.
And that thing goes to every facet of your life. Whenever you're dealing with another one in the body of Christ, you've got to believe that's who they are.
Amen.
Then, remember, that's Christ.
Amen.
Now, how do you deal with Christ? Do you condemn them? If you've got something wrong? Or what you think is wrong? Do you find fault with them? Because it doesn't measure up to your status quo?
Oh, bless you.
That's what happened with Jesus the first time. Came to his own. And they just would not accept.
Oh, Jesus.
You're going to give over to it again?
Oh, bless you, Lord.
You apostates.
Hallelujah. Glory.
How many years have you been warned about it?
Hallelujah.
The sin?
Hallelujah.
That does so easily.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Misdirect us.
Oh, God.
Get off course.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Beset us. Get in the way.
Yes, Lord.
Hinder our progress.
Oh,
stop our going on to perfection.
Oh,
come on, brothers.
Oh,
come on. Come on.
Yes, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're doing it right now again.
Oh,
well, brother Sarah, we believe you're in a real tight place, but you know.
Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You keep that apostasy giving place to him, and you are going to be damned. For he that believeth not.
Hallelujah.
Well, I can believe as long as God said, believe the prophets, but are you the prophet?
Yeah.
Oh, are you really a brother?
Oh, bless you.
Are you really a sister?
Oh, bless you.
If you are, then I'll believe you.
Hallelujah.
If you measure up to my standard or to what I think a brother or sister ought to be, then I'll treat you as a brother or sister. That's not the love of God.
No.
I don't believe that. See? It so easily has sidetracked us. And sometimes when I sit down at the radio room, that's I always feel this urge to try to tell the people about the sign. Well, now, if the sign wasn't me, it would be a lot easier to persuade. But I know me. And if you look at me in the flesh, you can say, how in the world could that be the sign?
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
If I look at you in the flesh, I will say, how in the world could that be the church? No? Oh, you're really perfect, aren't you? Aren't you? Oh, you fine folk.
Oh,
now, if you're perfect, then we don't have to continue on, then do we?
Oh, Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Just because you're just don't mean you're perfect. But perfection is the reward of being just. It'll be just man who will be perfect. And it will be God who will do the perfect work. Because it's God who justifies you. Not you. I wonder, do you both really want to be saved?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, see, even that doesn't impress me. I had the Spirit of God speak to me. I was down the house putting on my nice-looking clothes.
Oh, Jesus.
I really don't care about the way I dress because I think I look good all the time. They furlough me.
Yes, sir.
I don't think clothes make the man. Except when he clothes. If he just take his old tattered garments and put the robe in righteousness, robe in his righteousness, then he'll make me beautiful. Well, let me go back to my friend. I want to talk about this because you see, again, I know that to the far reaches of this world, there are some little brother or sister, Cameroon, Madagascar, Philippines. Look, it doesn't even move you people that we have people who diligently strive to hear this voice. And sometimes when they'll call me, I say, what in the world am I saying that these man called today up there in Wisconsin? Very dignified type fella. You can tell by articulate words, very educated. You can just tell by the way he talked. He talked very precise. He said, heard you last night. Now mind you, I know what I've been putting on the air. It seems like it's a bunch of junk. Talking about Egypt and talking about that. What does that got to do with us?
Oh God. Jesus.
Talk about the financial situation. What that got to do with us?
Oh, Jesus.
And because you don't put no weight behind it, you don't discern the Lord's body.
Amen.
You don't see how important it is for people out there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The man, he said, I've listened to you for a long time, Brother Darren. I can't talk as articulate as he did. I think I saved his phone call. I may. Of course, that's a shot in the dark. I may play it, but don't have to come back and say to you folk here because some of you say, no, you didn't pay no mind.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He said to me, I'm a Roman Catholic, sir. He said, I listen to you diligently. He said, man, do you feed my soul? And I thought to myself, talking about Egypt, talking about financial class, how does that feed a soul? I mean, you see, the spirit of righteousness in a word is what will feed your soul. If the intent behind what I'm saying is to get a spirit of truth in you, then you'll know the truth. Whether it's about Egypt or about the economy or about the moon. See, how about you? You got spirit of truth in you right now? What's that got to do with me, Brother? It's true. That's to do with the body of Christ, which is what you are. So it has a lot. We don't get it, do we? I think I walked into Jonathan the other day, and I said, boy, I said, I just saw something on the news again. And I was only hoping if I say it, that folk would understand that I missed his sister stare. And somebody said, well, what did you hear? Well, I do get on the radio most of the time and tell you what I hear. But, you know what the problem is? You don't hear. You don't take it to heart. You think I'm just filling in space. Well, maybe I'll say it, then maybe you'll evaluate it whether what we're saying or not, huh?
Oh, Jesus.
And you wonder why. I got to fight anger with the people of God. The weakness of men who are so determined that they're not going to hear the truth. My God, how do you present this to you?
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm going to use it down to a personal thing against you. You see, let's say you see a sin. Let's just say God does let you see a sin. And I've told you when he does. I told you, if God does ever trust you to see the sin in somebody else, he's using that method to show the sin in you. Now, have you folk agreed with me on that?
Yes.
When you see something, would you say, oh Lord, woe is me? That's me, Lord. That's me. Maybe I better deal with me before I deal with the brother. First take the bone, be my own eye. I'm talking truth. I am speaking truth. And the truth will make you free. But what you got to do with somebody else's sin, because there ain't nothing you can do about it, even your own. So the truth will set you free. Say, go to the Lord Jesus Christ and take they turn to sin. The body of Christ. They're going to do it. I'm using the best approach I know how, God. But that, despite that, who knows what it is that makes men do like they do. The other day, on these grounds, a young man walked on these grounds. He said to Brother Connie, what's going on around here? He doesn't live here. He just comes here. Brother Connie said, what's the matter? He says, something going on around here. Brother Connie says, you been talking to anybody? Is that what you pretend to me? He said, no. The Lord told me. Right. So what is it? Well, I said, they're going after Brother Stair. There's a spirit going after Brother Stair. His brother kind of says, well, who have you been talking to? He said, nobody. The Lord just showed it to me.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
Hold my hands up. We'll win the victory. Pull them down. We suffer defeat.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Well, Brother, I can't hold your hands up if they're not holy. Well, you lift them up and make them holy. Yeah. Lift up holy hands. I am a prophet of God, a holy prophet. So you just lift up my hands, I'll lift up your hands, and when we do it. Well, I wish I could get that point across to you. God help me. What do I do? Now, the young man called me. Most of the time I'll take calls like that and I may just put them on the air and I'll just blast them. But I didn't do that with that young man. I listened to his call very carefully. He was a little bit snobbish at the end. The way his voice was gentle.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't really antagonistic. But he said this right at the end. He said, if Jesus didn't know the time and the Father only knows the time, this, what makes you think you know the time? I mean, just who do you think? In other words, who do you think you are?
That was
the
question.
See? Is that your question too?
No.
What makes you think, Brother Stair, you are a forerunner in this business? That you know so much what's going on. Just who are you anyway?
Oh,
so I picked up the phone. And the man told me he goes and works at Savannah River Plant.
Oh.
And he said, I live in Savannah. So I drive back and forth and he said, all of us, I hear you all the way. 1270, which is there all day long.
Yes, sir.
For Savannah. Come on, my God, come on. I know that. Isn't that amazing?
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's a 10,000 watt station. It goes all the way up to almost the 50-100 miles north. Yes, it does.
Oh God.
Right here in our hometown, our home area. I didn't know. Anybody else in this area that might be interested in the coming of the Lord? Could there be a lost sheep out there staggering around in their religious theology? Seeking for the truth? Turn the dial on the radio and going past all the religious broadcasters and all of a sudden there's a voice come booming through there. It's just as crude, just as unorthodox can be. But there's something coming out of there. And that's what caught me. The man caught that. He heard me talking about the coming of Christ. He said, now, I just don't understand how you can be doing that.
Right.
Of course, you know, I could have said, well, I've been saying it all along. You weren't hearing. But you see, for a while, he had no opportunity to hear. Now, in the last 6 months, because I made a move and took your money or somebody else's money and robbed you. Of course, you don't get robbed of the Word of God around here. I'm not robbing you to preach the Word of God someplace else. Because this time I preach it out there, it's already been preached here. You're getting full value for your money. You're getting full value. Yeah, you are. Uh-huh. Yeah. I picked up the phone and I called him. I said, he didn't know who it was at first. He finally told me, he said, man, I said, Bob, I'm surprised to think you would call me back. He actually said this right at the end of the phone call. Because I began to explain to him. I said, young man, I'm an 80-year-old man. I'm not a Johnny-come-lately.
Jesus.
I said, the broadcast that you hear here on 1270
yep.
is going to every nation in the world.
Lord.
What you heard over here is being heard in Japan, in China.
Yes, sir.
In fact, just this morning I got another, because I told you I was going to do it, God's going to have me do it. I got, we'll probably have 4 or 5 more short waves before the month of September comes around. One of them is right out of Scotland.
Hallelujah.
It's a clandestine type thing, but it's got 3 short waves on it that covers that area very well. See, that doesn't, because you don't deserve the Lord's body, see? You don't know that you've got to search and get out the, hop into the mountains and out of the woods and find the lost sheep. Go no longer into the highways and have to go to, only to the lost sheep. Sure, it would be nice if the people of God would deserve the Lord's body. And if you're still, if you're toe gets stubbed a little bit, do remember it's in the body.
Amen.
And the whole body's going to feel your...
Yeah.
If I step on your toe this morning, I'm going to step on theirs. Does this offend you? No. Do you think that does weigh on me when my failures come out, my sins come out? And I even told you the other day, I said, if I survive that last Saturday... We're going to see God again.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because this past week, man, see, you think I'm putting it off of you, but I'm not. I'm not. But you don't need to straighten that spirit out there that's opposing me.
Hallelujah.
Well, they just knew you, but you do know me.
Yes, sir.
And what you do know is that Christ is in me, but truth. And what you do know is I am the prophet sent to this generation. And what you do know is that you had nothing to make me the prophet. You didn't bring me up and bring me down. So why don't you give it up and just let God do what he's doing? Just come on, brothers and sisters. Say to everybody here. Yeah, just have the faith of God in dealing with your brothers and sisters. Now what the man asked me, this age-old question that I must have answered hundreds of times.
Yes.
And I'm going to do it again today for just a second. Very simple. On that day, spoken by Jesus, 2,000 years ago,
amen.
Talking about this day that's coming,
amen.
Which was 2,000 years ago in our thinking.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
All right. Got to think about that again this morning, Gavin. I thought, but my God, we got so much knowledge. We've learned so much about everything. What do you think the scripture means when it says, because of your abundance of knowledge, you're not able to come to the knowledge of the truth? What do you think that means? When you learn so much about everything, everyone, and then you don't learn that this is God's doing. The sovereign God who picks up, puts down. The almighty God who foreordains you. Knowing the end from the beginning, how about yours? He said, I know my thoughts for you. Jesus, God said that. And God said that. Hey, hello, hello.
Oh,
hey, God did say that. Did I know my thoughts for you? The thoughts of peace.
Lord,
wow. And the way of peace they know not.
Hallelujah.
And I put it together the way it ought to be put together.
Yes, sir.
The scriptures are not isolated. They're all one.
Yes,
amen.
Line upon line, precept upon precept.
Yes,
you can take a line of truth over there, and a line of truth over there, and line them up, and they'll say the same thing.
Yes.
They'll have the spirit of truth there, which will do away with anything that rebels against it.
Hallelujah.
Your truth will make you free.
Yes.
Make you free from all belief.
Yes.
Make you free from doubt.
Yes.
Men love darkness. And he rather reserved to himself the ability to judge, to condemn, to make right, to make wrong, rather than let God do it. Now again, because I'm talking to the world out there, to the people of God, to the red, to the small, who are in a dilemma worldwide. How would you like to be the Christians in Egypt right now? Where sitting in the church like this, all of a sudden you can be blown up. Or just walking through the front door could get them killed. I didn't know they're doing that. You don't? You don't know about that, huh? Oh, maybe they're not the body of Christ, huh?
Oh, God.
Well, I don't believe the Coptic Church is the body of Christ. But I believe in the Coptic Church there is the body of Christ. I don't believe the Baptist Church is the body of Christ. I don't believe the Catholic Church is the body of Christ. But I believe in that church there are those who are the body of Christ. And now God is saying, come on out of it. Come on out. Because these religious systems are apostate. They are blasphemous. The name of God is blasphemed because of these religious doctrines. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. When you folk don't understand that your iniquity is religious, it's all religious. It's thinking you're spiritual when you're not. It's thinking you're something that you're really not. And it deceives you just like that. I got to be concerned about that. You know what the young man said when he called me? Told me I'd listen to me on the radio, and then he said, the Bible says you got to beware of false prophets. Well, Mike, argue with him on that?
No.
Does the Bible say that?
Yes.
Well, suppose you was a prophet. Are you true or false? And so I threw that at you. You don't think you examine yourself?
Hallelujah.
Do you think I want to be a false prophet?
Hallelujah.
Do you think I have a do you think you want anybody to challenge my truth and honesty?
Yeah.
To make me false?
No.
If you had the fear of God, you would know how fearful it is to have somebody quote that scripture to you.
My Lord.
Beware of false prophets. Is that what I am?
No.
Then you better beware.
That's right.
Have I been faithful with that?
Yes, sir.
I guess you're speaking for yourself, though, aren't you? Still can't speak for the whole house, can we? Because the whole house is so divided, so opinionated. That's what the whole world's about God. They know it's a God, but they don't know where he's at. They don't know which one he's going to present their own. Paul said, I want to tell you about the one you don't know about. You know about all these other gods. But I think you guys are very superstitious, because somehow that knowing all the other gods hasn't satisfied the hunger in your heart for God. So you put up there a superstar, a scripture, the unknown God. There must be a God out there we don't know, because we still got a hunger in our heart to find God. What am I doing this again? I pray, oh my God, I can't believe you won't get your head. I come out of my mouth. Seeking God.
Yes.
Yes,
Lord.
That was Greek culture, wasn't it? Greek culture. Highly educated, highly sophisticated.
Yes, sir.
Very careful.
Right.
Seeking out the God, and now we'll bring out his understanding of God, and then he make a little image of it. Make a little God.
He
put it up here.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And still the heart was still empty.
Yeah.
And so they said, there must be a God somewhere. That one there don't satisfy.
Hallelujah.
That was limited. That one there don't do it. I'll pray on them all. I'll do everything I can to please them, but somehow they don't satisfy the longing of my heart. But in the heart, and down deep in the soul, is a longing for the true and living God. There's a hunger there. And that one I don't know about. So we'll try to put him up here too. We'll put up here to the unknown God.
Hallelujah.
Does anybody know? Does he know me? Do we know anything? Not because of old Paul.
Bless
it. I perceive you all very superstitious.
Bless.
You're really intrigued with the mysterious spiritual world.
Yes,
you're all superstitious.
Amen.
How do you like that statement? Caught it, didn't catch it, did you?
Thank you, Lord.
I perceive that you're all very superstitious.
Yeah.
You're really intrigued with the mysteries of the invisible world.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
You're superstitious.
Yeah.
There's an invisible world out here.
Yes,
there's spirits everywhere, and you know they're there,
yes,
but you can't locate them, but they run you over. So you're trying to appease them all.
Right.
Boy, what am I saying again? I perceive you're all very superstitious.
Yeah.
You're really trying to be spiritually minded.
Yeah.
You're really concerned about the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
You really are. Because I looked around and said, look at this. Wow, these folk have done. My God, they found a God in everything. They made a God out of everything. Trying to find a God that they could make, that they could please. How many folk would like to please God? Well, without faith, you can't do it, though. See? No faith at all. God, not, huh? Ever learning? Never able to come to the knowledge of the truth that without faith, you can't please God? You gotta have faith. Wow. God, is there any way I can talk to this house and watch their eyes light up?
Hallelujah.
I know you can do it. I watch you folk delight in ice cream, delight in pies, and delight in things that you delight in. So I know you can delight. So delight thyself in the Lord. I know you can delight. I know you can. Because every time you got something you delight in, you respond to it. You let somebody else know you're pleased with it. Sure you do. Sure you do. Sure you do. None of this destroyed. See, 2,000 years ago, Jesus in flesh, on earth as a man, did not know the day nor the hour.
Amen.
He wasn't supposed to. And when they asked him on the day of ascension, he again said to them, it's not for you at this time to know. This is what you need to know.
Amen.
That's the reason why God has added to us in the final days, the feast days. I tried to remind you the other day about what this feast day is coming up to.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
If you believe, as I have taught you, that Jesus, and it's amazing, you know, because a couple of years ago, hardly anybody believed that Jesus was going to come on the Feast of Trumpets.
Amen.
Amen. That's true.
There is a few sites now coming up.
Hallelujah.
Jewish sites.
Yes, sir.
I saw one yesterday, a Jewish site. And they're very expecting their Messiah, you know.
Yes, they are.
And if you read what they say about the Feast of Trumpets, I don't think you folk would really like to follow through on what they tell us to do. Every time I think about the feast days, I say, well, we'll come in here, we'll follow the pattern. Well, the pattern on the feast day of the Feast of Trumpets, the first day, a trumpet blows, and all the people gather, and all day long, all they do is holler, glory! Hallelujah! With a loud voice! Wow! I can get you to do that all day!
Hallelujah.
I don't even know how to observe the day because I got to deal with you. Lord, do we have to? Again, we go right down. Nobody has to praise the Lord.
No.
And if you pray because you have to,
no,
it's unacceptable.
No. Glory to God.
Serving God is a willing thing. And anytime you get the opportunity to do something that pleases Him, you're willing to do it. If you will to do His will, then you have the benefit of the blessings of doing His will. Now, why should we be concerned about the coming of Jesus Christ? Because that's, you see, if Christ doesn't come, I'll say this again, and we talked about this, the brothers, some of them alluded to this, Brother Sarah, if this thing goes down, what's the sense we hang around here for?
Yes, I mean,
So what do you think the devil would like to do? He'd like to bind the strong man, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He'd like the one that said, hey, this is the last generation. Jesus Christ, come in your day, your lifetime. Give him everything you have. Come on. Come on. Surrender your will. Your...
Oh, Jesus.
Now the Lord remind me of certain things I said, and I said, God, now what am I going to do? He said, nothing, son. You said it. It'll become the past.
Amen.
One of the things he said,
hallelujah.
I told you that no fat person is going to enter the kingdom.
Amen.
He said, I also told you to tell them, and you have told them.
Right.
I also told you that no one with one smidgen of their own will will get into the kingdom.
Right.
I told you that.
Yes, sir.
What about you? Well, you think he's going to let me get by?
No, sir.
You're fools.
No.
You're fools if you think. The only way I'm going to get by is for God to justify me freely by His grace. If He demands me to pay a price, I can't pay it. I can't pay it. I tried to. I thought about you. I thought about you. So you can't. Try to lose weight. Go ahead. Try to gain weight. I want you both ways. Go ahead. Go ahead. The only thing you're going to do is the fear of God. You can back it all day long. You can nod your head up and down. And you can try to convince me that you are really trying to lose weight.
Well.
But you're really not, because you can't. Your appetite, your metabolism, your thought pattern.
Yeah.
And somewhere it'll put you on your face.
Yes.
As you sink between the waves of the sea around you.
Hallelujah.
And you cry out from the depths of your heart, save me, Lord.
Save me.
All those fellows that I've been talking about the end time, I wrote them together. Why won't you fellows? See, because through covetousness, they make merchandise of you. They say all these beautiful things that are so accurate. Hey, get my new DVD. Only $10. See? Here's my new book. And when you confront them, what do you confirm with? Do you fellas really believe that this is the end? Well, but it could be 30 years off from now, or even, what's his name, Beck? Glenn Beckett on his show, on his project the other day, he went on and reminded, you heard him. I put him on the air. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I sure did. Do you know how dangerous that is? I put these other men on.
Yeah.
No. They could sue me to high heaven for using their material.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to take a syndicated broadcast and, and do that.
No.
And I do it all the time anyway.
Right.
And I had them confront me and say, come on.
Hallelujah.
I'm not trying to confirm you. I'm trying to confirm the truth that came out of your mouth. I know what truth is.
Hallelujah.
And there's no binding or limiting the truth.
Hallelujah.
But even he said the other day, he said, the only place I've been wrong is in timing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, isn't that amazing?
Amen.
All these fellows talking about Jesus coming, but they're wrong in their timing.
Yes.
Amen.
But what about you, Brother Sarah? Are you wrong in your timing?
No.
I mean, what have I timed?
No.
I haven't set no date, but I've come pretty close to it.
This is the last time.
Hallelujah.
Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, now don't stumble over that. I know I didn't pronounce it just correctly, because I'm not very good at that. Never have been. I might have misspelled.
Glory. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Can you all give me a little space?
Yes.
Thou knowest a thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee, Kadesh Barnea. Oh, wait, oh, brother, now you want to believe that, and you can't pronounce those names right? You know we're a bunch of folks just stranger than that and swallow a camel?
Yes.
Anything to challenge what God's trying to say to us.
Oh, God.
Anything. Just a little tittle here, a little.
Oh, yes, Lord.
40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart.
Hallelujah.
40 years ago, that the Lord sent me out into the world to spy out the land. Start speaking about the end time world.
Amen.
And I came back and told this world and told you.
Amen.
I told you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We can possess this land.
Yes.
We can get this kingdom.
Glory.
Wow. That is something. That is something. Brother, you have no right to use scriptures like that, Will. I brought him word again as it was in my heart. I told the whole world what God had put in my heart. I wasn't no more humanly able to back it up on my life at all. I was in disarray. I was in sin. I was in rebellion. But I did not rebel.
Hallelujah.
In preaching that message.
Glory.
And preaching that message is what Brian finally brought me and you to judgment.
Yes.
It brings us all to judgment. The truth will make us free.
Hallelujah.
It will do it.
Hallelujah.
I'm free from you folk, whether you like it or not.
Hallelujah.
I'm free from the blood of all of you.
Hallelujah.
I don't owe you nothing. I told you the truth. About me, about you, about God, about Satan, about the world. And this is the last time.
Amen.
Oh God.
Could that be too much of a disturbance to you since you got some, still want some time to do something else first? Nevertheless, my brother,
Amen.
That went up with me made the heart of the people melt.
Oh, Jesus.
But I wholly followed the Lord my God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance. Do you know I have almost touched every part of this land here? Before any of you folk ever came here, I walked these grounds. I really can't think of a place that my foot hasn't touched.
Oh, God.
It was based on that scripture right there.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
Too much, huh? I crisscrossed it. Back and forth, went through the brushes and the briars and fought snakes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You talk about snakes? Now, I can't convince you about it, but right back there, there's a, they're not the animal, but there's a big old briar patch right back there where that where those fences come together. It must have been a football field size of blackberries, hard, wild blackberries. When I was walking around, you blackberries them, and I would pick them. But when you got a blackberry patch like that, you can mark it down. There were snakes in there. And I can't tell you how many rattlers.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And you know what I find about rattlers? They'll flee from you. If you give them a chance, the only time they'll stand and fight you is when you threaten them. You give them a way out of there. And I learned that real quick. Because some of them big guys, I didn't want to take them on. I'd look at them, sort of back away, and I'd hit the brush a little bit, and they'd take off that way. Good. That's the way to go, because the wicked will flee. And no man. Hey, you generation of vipers! And that's somehow John called his critics vipers. No wonder they didn't like them. Are you calling us vipers? I don't know. Are you a viper? Poisonous ass? And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something?
Hallelujah.
I guess you don't think it's a special thing for a man my age who has failed so much as a human being to be kept alive, to stand as a bulwark against the forces of hell in this last time. Surely God could find somebody much more presentable. See, I don't get it. You see what's going on in your mind now?
Hallelujah.
You mean tell me you can't tell the... Brother Connolly reminded me the other night, we were talking for a little bit. He said, Brother Sterry, he said, you know, God told you Because I keep asking, how am I going to stop this rebellion and stuff? And the fact of the matter is, there's just no love.
Hallelujah.
There's just no real love for God.
Hallelujah.
We have love, it's not perfect, and you know it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Hey, Joe. All these things happen to you. You must be really good, boy. Come on now, Job. And Job, boy, did everything he could to say, look, I don't know what you're talking about. But they just kept at him. And some of you folks think that they were right in doing it, but God said they weren't. That's what God said when he got done. The only one who was right was the one who says, Job, you make your own judgment on this. He just talked sensuous to Job. You make your own judgment. When Job finally did that, he said, I abhor myself.
Glory.
And I would even think
Hallelujah.
The way I thought.
Hallelujah.
That takes too much of a humility to do that, though, doesn't it?
Hallelujah.
How many times have I stepped before you people here and said, why does God keep doing so? Because he wants us to abhor ourselves.
Hallelujah.
He wants to give up on our own life. Our own life. Just give it up. Trying to help you.
Yes.
Kind of hard to give up a very successful life, isn't it? Especially if you accomplish it on your own.
Yes.
So the Lord kept me alive.
Hallelujah.
These 45 years. Even since the Lord spake the word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now lo, I am this day 85 years. I'm not quite there yet. As yet I am strong this day.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Because when I'm weak in the flesh, I'm strong. I'll overcome it. Because the Christ is in me. And that's your only hope, too, you fleshly people, carnal minds. Keep striving on your own to see if you're going to measure up. Go ahead. Just see if you're going to go with perfect love like you ought to.
No.
On your own. Go ahead.
No.
Just see if you can manufacture love. Go ahead.
No.
Give it a try.
No.
Love is of God.
Hallelujah.
I was trying to tell. Last night, a young lady come to me and wanted to know about certain things. I said, do whatever you want. Because right now, we're not going to stop you. I said, you know, you don't love God. Oh, yes. I said, no, you don't love God.
Oh, God.
Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
You love the world. No, I don't. Come on.
Jesus.
See? And there's a lot of you right here. You don't love God.
Oh, God.
You just don't love him.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And the only thing you can hope for is that God still loves you.
Yes.
Because if you ever, ever, ever expect to love God, you've got to depend on him loving you. And God commands that you receive his love. Even while you're a sinner and don't deserve it.
Yes,
he said, look, you receive my love.
Yes,
let that love work in you.
Yes,
to do the will of God. It will do it. Because love never fails.
Hallelujah.
The young man sent me right there in the phone call. I was trying to show him the magnitude of the broadcast. You're so much of a blessed over here. You talk about it so much. On a hill far away. To the old. Oh, blessed over, we've heard it so much. We heard so much about the resurrection day. Easter coming up, you know, and we heard so much.
Hallelujah.
I can tell you haven't heard it enough. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and the Lord bless you, servant of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now I will even go with that. You know, the angel did for you to acknowledge me as the servant of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Or the prophet of God? Because you're setting yourself up to deny it sooner or later.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
He is Lord.
Hallelujah.
You will deny what Jesus said.
Yes, sir.
You make a confession, then all of a sudden you got a witness, and then you deny it.
Hallelujah.
You see how?
Nice, sir.
Oh, you do. No, I'm not your servant, see?
That's
I don't serve you. I serve him. And if you serve each other, you serve not the Lord. It's like serving the Lord. You wash the saints' feet. That's another theological approach, huh? Time bus there is a dimension in which events can be ordered from the past through the present into the future. Now, I understand that. See, so it didn't cause me no mental block. I'm just not that complicated in my mind. In other words, the thing in the past shows the present preparing us for the future. I said the same thing, just a little bit more. Things were written before our learning, how to apply those things for today. That's why I mentioned about Egypt. I was telling him about Egypt. Was it you or Jonathan? See, I walked in the radio the other day, and all of a sudden, a big headline pops up. Egypt is now going to Russia for their military strength.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Americans said, we're not going to do it anymore. Amen. Threatening them. And they said, we don't need you anymore.
Right.
Russia?
Yeah.
Russia?
Yeah.
Russia?
Yeah.
The feet of the bear? Russia? What? Gog and Magog war?
Yes, sir.
It's just how little you people. If I talk about one thing, you forget about the things that's going to be comprised. The next thing that's going to happen, which I believe very genuinely, will take a 1 hour crash. Never mind. Just as soon as I said that, I thought, here you go again. Way up again. I try to explain that to you, and I'm not looking to you for strength. God keeps putting it in my heart. There's a 1 hour coming, and when that 1 hour goes, we're going to see the time period for the last 3.5 years. Whether it's,
amen.
And it may not even show its beginning. It might even show. But Revelation is very remarkable.
Yes.
Very remarkable.
Yes, sir.
It will show you
right.
Things past, present, and future.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Paul said, I went up by revelation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dear old brother wrote me from out in Kansas, Brewster, said, I don't get no revelations from God like that. He said, $5,000. He said, but I listen to you. He said, nah, you get the revelations that I'm able to.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that irks some of you folks, doesn't it? Well, we ain't got 5,000. You think his 5,000 impressed me?
No.
Or was it his attitude? How he received the prophet of revelation and didn't take offense. Well, we'll receive it if you're right. And so you want to go around establishing your own righteousness? You know how you folk are right? You're so wrong in so many things. But you're in the will of God by the righteousness of God. That's his righteousness. Can you think of any other reason why you'd be here? If God wasn't working on his righteousness, why won't you folk wake up? What works of righteousness have you done to be in the status quo as a body of Christ, a church? That's the end time. It's God's doing. Rejoice. Hold on now. Is that your own righteousness? Or are you righteous because then God's ordered your steps? He ordered your steps so right. You wonder why we keep resisting that simple little phrase. Going about trying to establish our own righteousness and not submitting to the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah.
You don't know what that means?
Hallelujah.
You can look at somebody over there 1,000 times and try to establish your right relationship with them on your own righteous assertion. Mm-hmm. And then you won't submit that they're there because it was God's righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's submitting to the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
He does all things well. And the Lord adds to the church? David. Such as shall he say.
Hallelujah.
I've often wondered and meditated as to why the tribulation is absolutely necessary. Oh, I've done that for years. Why did God finally decide to end this church age with tribulation? Of course, I told you, every person that ever died, they went through tribulation.
Yes.
But you, most of you, are destined to be alive. So God's got to have you to go through a tribulation while you're alive.
Yes, sir.
In order to keep you alive.
Hallelujah.
And the only thing going to keep you alive is your faith. So he put your faith to the test. So it stands the ultimate test. Why? I wish somebody gets saved around here. I really do. And the strength of your faith is going to be your love for God and God's love for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus. I've often wondered how a sinner talking about these rust there, but the only thing that God's going to have to do with this house yet is kill somebody in your presence. I mean, ask you to do it. And then fear will come upon the people.
That's true.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because anybody,
oh, God. You're wonderful.
You walk up to me and you have no fear.
Hallelujah.
How you deal with me? No fear at all?
Hallelujah.
You see,
Lord.
There's a Holy Spirit among us.
Yes.
And I don't like him, and you shouldn't like me, because we all know what happened with the Holy Spirit. That's not going to change. You're not going to be excused if you get haughty.
No.
Or arrogant. And for God to save you, you're going to have to bring it down. One of those fellows actually said that the other day. He was putting out one of those warnings. I actually wrote three or four times. I said, man, why don't you just let me call you and talk to you? And let's talk about the things that God's showing you, because those things I've been talking about for years.
Amen.
And it's not just somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, right. God said this, and God showed me that, and God should.
Right.
But their whole approach is America.
Right.
They don't discern the body of Christ. See, what do you mean? Save America, bring America back. I said no, 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 no. No! 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 Isn't it just something? What's the matter? You all love America so much you can't stand it. God ain't gonna save it? You love this present evil world? I quote this young lady last night. I said, don't you understand what the Bible says? You love the world? But the thing that's in the world? I said, this is what God said. The love of God is not in you. Oh, I don't love the world. I said, but you're going out to the world. You're going out to see what the world can give you. Oh, look at those sad looks on their faces, brothers. Got a lot of folk like that already, don't we? A lot of them around here. Tell them what you think what the world's going to offer you, what they can give you. A better life. You're a fool.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And the only reason some of these people are getting by because they have people here who help them. And hoping that somehow they'll repent.
Hallelujah.
The same thing with you. Let me tell you again, no fat people are going to get in the kingdom. So that'll give you a full-time job. Now I won't until I lay aside some of your weight. And the first place to start laying aside your weight is your spiritual weights. Because you're never going to get rid of your physical ones. I think even those spiritual ones. That despite, that envy, that pride, that arrogance, that haughtiness. Those are the things hindering you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
I want you to know how you apostates, you didn't believe what I just said again, huh? See, you don't believe me. I didn't ask to say that. And I wish 1,000 times I could have taken it back. But I can't take it back. Because God put it in my heart. This is a society that is overweight. They eat. They're gluttonous. And people are spiritually overweight. They keep eating carnal things. Carnal thoughts. And they get overweight. It weighs them down. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.
Hallelujah.
I believe this is the law of heaven concerning the saints.
Yes.
We are all going to live together forever.
Glory, glory.
So we shall all should willingly learn to love our God the most and love our neighbor or brothers. Thus the law of heaven is fulfilled. Pretty good. In conclusion, since we serve God that is love, heaven must be filled with love. Therefore the love has to be tried here on earth, because God only wants those that are willingly, who will willingly love God and brothers and brothers. That's what the tribulation is about. It's trying your faith, which requires love to work. And faith will work by love. Love of God first.
Glory.
And then love your brother and sister as you do yourself. Now you all know how much you love yourself. We love ourselves so much you can put it before God. When you have true love for yourself, you put God first. So examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith that works by love.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Another friend of mine, he writes all the time. I wrote him back yesterday because I keep telling the fellas. They write me, for some reason, they won't mention the Overcomer on their broadcast or on their letters. They just, they won't do it. But you know, I can tell they're listening to me. I can tell you that they're listening to me about the Thunders. Because in the last 6 months, I've read other people talking about the Thunders. Now, one of the first ones to start talking about was supposed to be Ellen G. White. And when you get down to know these nitty-gritties, who are dyed in the wool, Seventh-day Adventists, who bank everything they got on Ellen G. White, as far as she's concerned, the thunders have already been uttered. Complete. Now, I didn't know that when I started to talk about the thunders. But I also told you over the years, I have never been led of the Lord to ever go to a Seventh-day Adventist church. Now, I walk in a lot of churches. The Seventh-day Adventist people always impressed me when I would go by their churches on Saturday, because they were Sabbath keepers. Always dressed very nice. Very nice people. If you ever met Seventh-day Adventist, very nice people. Well-mannered. Well, I didn't know that. You do now. And sometimes I used to wonder to myself, I wonder why God don't let me leave me there. Because I just didn't, never had no leading to go. And the simple reason is because there was no real truth in there. And the reason why there was no real truth, because there's no way that Ellen G. White could have been a special angel messenger. She's a woman, and God doesn't use a woman in that category. Well, God could do it, but he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Don't you understand what the devil's doing with this generation? He's turning them all into women.
Yes, sir.
What is a man when he turns from the natural woman? What do? He becomes a woman. We're seeing the woman spirit, which is the Jezebel spirit, which is the religious spirit, which is the most hateful spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now, nobody talks like that I looked at me and I get kicked in the teeth for it. But that, what can I do? It's the truth, and it's the truth. So let's do it.
Hallelujah.
But folk have fallen prey to the same spirit that falls that you fall prey. They believe me up to a point. And when I deviate from what they think they believe or something they want to do, then they don't believe me no more.
Yes.
For instance, you folks are so overweight. If you would just listen to me, it won't be long. I could speak a word to you and you'd lose weight.
Yeah.
But are you going to be rebellious, stubborn, self-willed, and you won't pay no mind when I tell you a certain thing?
Right.
Then you just keep on digging your own grave.
Bless you, Jesus.
I know being a pastor is to lose weight or even gain weight.
Amen.
I got folks who want to gain weight.
Amen.
I got folks who want to get more money. I got folks who want to give money. So I'm doing both sides of it.
Amen.
There are people all over the world crying out one way or another the body of Christ. They're snared by the spirit of this age.
Yes, sir.
Can you picture somebody in the boondocks? In fact, I just took on three more stations in Africa. In fact, I'm taking one on Ethiopia. Very powerful Ethiopian station. If I could show you the map that they give me, Radio West Africa, East Africa, South Africa, and Ethiopia. And boy, does it cover Africa. Is God concerned about Africa? That's why he sent one of the apostles there.
Yes, sir.
You believe the other day I had somebody, I haven't taken that one yet, but I might, in Egypt. A station, an AM station in Egypt. In Egypt. So, Blessed Jesus, now time to do it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Quite expensive, though. Trinidad, Kerry. I'm going to take on the number one station in Trinidad. Coming online here very soon.
Praise God.
Cayman Islands, Jamaica, even got one in Haiti. Oh, well, brother, those are lost causes, not the cause of Christ. Find one, six. Find one. That's not a lost cause. No way. You may call it a lost cause, but any lost cause, go to the lost sheep.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
What I'm trying to tell you is that in the last couple of years now, there are several, they call themselves watchmen. I don't know why they do that. I guess I do know why, because that's what they are. They're watchmen. They don't say to them, watch me.
Right.
And that's what they want to do. They don't watch me.
No.
I had a question one year. I said, man, why won't you just let me call you on the phone and you tell these people worldwide what you are convinced that God has told you that's going to happen.
Right.
Because what's going to happen to America is going to happen to the world.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah.
What's going to happen? The domino, it's going to be a big domino right here.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody here who will go along with me with that?
Hallelujah.
Anybody at all? As goes America, so goes the world. Has America gone into apostasy? Has America turned away their face from God? How in the world can America turn people back to God anymore? Then right here in America, God's got a prophet that reaches out to all these people that are being turned off from God with a prophet coming and saying, but God still lives. He's still ready. He still lives. Well, how do you know God is? Because he's saying a sinner like me. We're a bunch of people that testify to the world that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And we are his witnesses. We are his witnesses. Can't you let them out there rejoice like you ought to in that? Yeah, but I don't like you talking like that. Come on. Boy, when I ever got to the point when I was grateful when God showed me my sin instead of getting mad at him. Oh, my God, you showed that to me, Lord. I'm glad you showed me. And see, sin goes a lot deeper than what you folks think. Sin of the heart. Apostasy. See, if you didn't have apostasy in you, then you would never doubt sin when it showed to you. You would believe it. If you didn't have apostasy in you, then when God would show it to you, then you would believe what God said, what you had to do about it. But apostasy, may I be excused? No. The fellow said to me, he's a blessed guy. People don't want to hear you tell them that they need to repent.
Oh, God.
And that's one of the things that trouble me, because I don't mind people doing things if you repent in your mannerism.
Right. Right.
In your attitude.
Right. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Savior. Bless you.
And except you repent,
hallelujah,
you're going to perish.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Help, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Now, see, again, I'm trying to cover some ground here. I mentioned certain men. Some of them you don't even know. Of course, you all know about Steve Quayle.
Yeah.
And Steve Quayle, they got the bunch of programs, and then we got the other guy out there. Alex Jones. Steve Quayle and Alex Jones are two different categories.
Right.
Alex Jones is he doesn't represent Christianity or God in any shape or form. Steve Quayle does have a little bit of conception about God's grace. But they want to save America. They want to.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
They'll pronounce all kind of judgment upon us and upon America. They say, now we'll just do this.
Right.
And I'll tell them, no.
Hallelujah.
It's the last time.
Amen.
The judgment of America and the world is sealed.
Yes,
it's done.
Yes.
It's finished. Yes. It's off. Oh, sorry, folks. Yes. That's what your problem is. You still love the things of this world, and you don't want it to be the last time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You better repent of that wickedness.
Because
that's the truth from heaven.
Yes.
And you people here, they stop challenging me on this. Because
right.
I'm the only man that's hanging with it.
Amen.
And I know you're sinners. I don't see how you can do it. Well, because the Lord has kept me alive.
Yes.
That's how I'm doing it. I'm not your enemy. I told you the truth. I never told you, and don't anybody ever put that on me again, that I tell you that you can get by with sin. There's only one way you're going to get free from sin, and that's acknowledge it and confess it. And as long as you do that, it won't be long, you will forsake it. You will do it. Yes, you will. He who begun a good work in you will perform it. He will do it. But you start resisting on the basis of your sin is different than that fellow's sin, and that's what your problem is. And I told you the story over and over again in the Bible where Jesus, our example, and we're all standing there teaching. Let's see what story he's going to tell us now. He told about two men who went up to the temple to pray. Or to worship.
Amen.
That's what you go to temples for.
Yeah.
That's why you come to the tabernacle.
Yeah.
That's why you come to the prayer house.
Yeah.
We go to the tabernacle to worship. To pray. You know, we've actually seen that happen right here. We've actually seen men come in here and pray. And pray to everybody else and say, God, I'm not like that one. I didn't do this. I'm not that. Come on. Yes, sir. Haughty prayers. Haughty attitudes.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Well, now, you're not guilty, are you? Now I know.
Amen.
Jesus gave us a very clear example. Said two men went up to the temple to pray.
Right.
Whatever two or three of you get together, what are you getting together for?
Right.
whichever two or three gather in his name. What do you do in his name? You worship. You don't worship self.
No.
Are you on an You worship him.
Yes.
Two come together in his name to do what? We have come into this house. We've gathered out by the woodshed. We've gathered out in the field in his name to worship.
Hallelujah.
No?
Yes. Hallelujah.
I mean, when you're picking those weeds, you're worshiping?
Hallelujah.
Good is unto the Lord?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
No?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now, you people listen to me out there in the world. I'm going to touch on one more thing here before I go on, and then I'll call it quits today. See, in the last couple of weeks, I've read about other people now that's talking about the thunders, which had never was talked about 20 or 30 years ago, except Ellen G. White. Now, Ellen G. White does have a long episode on the thunders. Please believe me. No, I didn't go read it because I know she didn't have it.
No.
But she does have it. And her prodigies today, they're very strong in how they present her. But I never believed that Ellen G. White was a prophetess.
Amen.
Because she's claimed to be a prophet. And a true prophetess would have claimed that.
Amen.
She literally claimed to be a prophet. Well, I did the same thing. Boy, what's wrong with us? A prophet test. Oh, there were, it's in the Bible. There was
a
man who had a daughter, they were prophetess. They used the word test, not prophet. Prophet test.
Hallelujah.
It means you're a woman.
Yes.
Yes.
You wouldn't call a prophet a prophetess.
No.
Brother, you say there's no women prophets? No women prophets.
Amen.
But what about the sisters that prophesy? I said, they're a prophetess.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And what they're doing is they're exercising the gift of prophecy, not the gift of a prophet.
Amen.
He ascended up on high and he gave gifts unto men. And those gifts were apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Those are the gifts he gave to men. So there's no women, whoever was an apostle, ever will be, or a prophet. Isn't that something? In this house, I still got the intellectuals taking me on.
Hallelujah.
Boy, would you like to sit down and reason under what status she could be called a prophet? And sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with these women, you can think they really are spiritual enough that they can rise up against authority? A prophetess wouldn't do that. Well, what about, was it Ruth? What?
Deborah.
Well, she didn't go against authority. No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
Hallelujah.
There was a man that God had in charge there, and he backed her up.
Yeah.
Come on. She wouldn't be able to go against that man if God didn't move upon the man and back her up. If I had a sister giving her a word of prophecy, I'd listen to it.
Yes, sir.
My Lord.
Amen. Why don't you all just get on? You want to keep on in your apostasy? You want to keep on hindering me as I'm trying to help the people of God around the world? And you want to sit there in your little iniquity and think you are such a spiritual person? Now God's going to kill you. I'm going to tell you.
Right.
You're going to stop hindering me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And I'm not angry, but I'm sure. You think you're angry? What about the heart of God?
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You think your grief compares with his?
No.
Well, when I feel grief, it's not my own.
No.
It's the heart of God.
Amen.
I feel the grief of God. He showed his pleasure with some of us. Showed his pleasure. Because we want to use that glorious gift of faith to the saving of our own soul and of the rest of the body of Christ.
Glory.
Why do you think I I'm using this gift of faith to send the word to Ethiopia?
Hallelujah.
Why do you think I'm using the gift of faith to pick out? What do you think it is, huh? You don't call that faith, huh? Now, I'm trying to give you a background, then I'm going to try to close with this little story right here. Because I wrote this fellow. He writes me every day, 3 or 4 times a day. I've dealt with him in the past. He's never really kicked at me. He's always answered me very kindly.
Hallelujah.
He's a man that promotes Plan X. And I don't know whether the old people are going to accept it or not. Call it anything you want to. But if you don't know that... Where did that scripture go? Put it right down somewhere. I will shake the heavens and the earth. I'm going to turn the world upside down. Isaiah, is it? Isaiah. You're so damn dumb you can't see how our world being turned upside down. How you think that you can keep living in this world? Look at him, just look at me. God said, I will shake the heavens.
Yes.
And you don't know they're being shook now?
Yes.
Now?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You don't know these satellites and these bombs that we burst in heaven are shaking the heavens?
Yes.
And the earth?
Yes.
What are you looking for? Look at them. He's turning it upside down. He's doing it now. We're getting the prelude of the day of the Lord in which the heavens will melt. Now this fellow here, his expertise is Planet X, and he's always writing about it. Because you see, the reports now, I hate to talk to them. I can't believe we're so willing to be just to be so dumb. You want to fall prey to that damn spirit? All things continue as they were. Scoffers walking after their own lust.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
I mentioned to the brothers here, I said, we've done many, many, many things, and yet our crops were not near as what they could be. Our chickens are not doing like they should. Our cows are not producing. Oh, we're blessed all right. But we're only blessed though because we're here with a little restriction.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now, we can get by with less if we have to. We've been told about preparing for that. We've been told about getting the mindset to have or have not, we still give God the praise. But some of you are still not there. You don't even see the obvious signs right among us.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
I walked out last night again to the chicken house. I stood there a little bit and I cried again. And I said, how many eggs do we get? Well, 80, 90. Wow. Would you like to feed this house on 80 or 90 eggs a day when you got 150 or 120? But see, you still won't prepare for it. You've been told many times, many of your sisters, that when chicken eggs get less, you start finding ways to cook without eggs. Well, oh, I can't cook without eggs. Well, then don't cook again. That's all I can tell you. Because what are we going to do when we don't have the eggs? See how far they're getting now? 80 or 90 eggs, one breakfast, giving everybody an egg, and that's it.
Amen.
So you haven't got eggs for anything else, do you?
Do you?
And just a little while, we're going to have a bunch of other people here with us.
Mm-hmm. Thank
huh?
Thank you.
And if we don't start trying to conserve our eggs,
amen,
you might have to cut out your sweet cakes, your pies, your cookies. Because some of you folks just don't know how to make stuff without the eggs in them.
Oh, bless you.
And you don't even want to learn.
My Lord Jesus.
You don't even want to learn. You're going to do it your way no matter what.
Oh,
boy. Are we so wicked and we haven't seen how host some of the finest feed, fine pastures, fine food that God bless us with, doing everything we know to do, and somehow the production has dropped down.
Yes, sir.
You can't wait until it happens. Because it's going to happen.
Amen.
You got to prepare for it.
Yes.
And that's what this is all about.
Yes.
We can't wait till all of a sudden the bang goes down and we're not prepared emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially.
Amen.
This is our safe haven.
Hallelujah.
It may not be commodious, but it'll be safe.
Hallelujah.
I wish someone say amen to me. I got to read John's letter. See, because John, he writes me every day. And as far as I can tell you from the reports that are coming, is that this planet is just about ready to make this burst upon the sea. Well, Brother Danny, you mean there's a planet X? There's some miserable power out there that's an X. They've always used the word X to try to say, I can't find God. You don't know that Xmas can't find God at Christmas? Huh? They all use the word X. Unknown. Is that what's got on some of you got on your big old X?
Hallelujah.
You don't know?
Oh, God.
And that's why I took John on this morning again, because he comes on. And I'm telling you, see, there's people out there, the planet's making havoc up there. It's not going to do it. It is doing it. It's been there for quite a while. I spoke to you about it over, it's been over 30 years, 40 years ago when I first heard them talk about this mysterious object. They now call it Planet X because it's mysterious. What is it? Is it there? Does it really exist? Is it coming? Is it not coming? With all their knowledge of telescopes, they still can't figure out what this thing is.
Hallelujah.
It's going to affect the sun. Do you know when Jesus is coming, going to affect the sun?
Amen. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
And the moon?
Yes, sir.
And the stars?
Amen.
Did you know that?
Amen.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, we know.
Never heard that, huh?
Yes.
The sun should be darkened. The moon should not give its light. The stars should fall from him just before. Just before the great end. You notice the day of the Lord coming? Are you being notified? Not before that great end is notable. Have been notified? He helped blow a trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm in my most holy mountain, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It is nigh at hand. And the heavens are going to melt. All these things. What manner of persons are should you stress on you, your situation in your life?
Hallelujah.
What manner of persons are you to be in all holy, in all you?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Full time job, you know. Just keep yourself straight.
Yes, Lord.
No?
Yes. Yes.
Keeping your faith in the Lord. Keeping your trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Sure, we wish there'd be somebody.
Amen.
Well, there will be. I get a little letter from a little woman. Well, like that Catholic. I thought it was nice. He's a man. He said, I'm a Catholic. But he says, I've learned so much from you. And I said, what? All I'm doing is talking about the thing, panic and war. And God, we don't get nothing out because they don't have the spirit of truth. They don't deserve the Lord's body. What kind of word do you think would help the people in Egypt in that church when the church is being blown across?
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? What could inspire them to have continue on in their hope by the hope of Christ coming?
Hallelujah. Yes,
sir. Oh, God.
Not hoping that church.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine if all of us said, hey, I heard that fellow on the radio and he said, Jesus coming. Wow. Wherefore? Wherefore?
Comfort.
Cry that mercy. Wherefore? 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 Cover you, my people.
Amen.
Cover them.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
I got to do this all alone, huh?
Amen.
Nobody wants. Father talks about the planets of the path, North Pole, South Pole, they melt. They're really melt. God's turning the thing upside down.
Hallelujah.
The crops are failing.
Amen.
And I want to hear the land of Goshen. You people don't feel the impact because you're sitting here and everything just like the welfare giving you everything you can possibly ask for, and you still want more. Shame on you. And then you take it out on me and on God because, you know, he's just not going to let you have what you want. Because he wants you to be saved. If you get what you want, you're not going to be saved.
Hallelujah.
Charge to it. You're going to get what he wants.
Yes, sir.
Yes, God.
Now, what happened was John wrote me, and he wrote about Plan A because he stays up on it. He's in contact with a fellow named McCarney, who is the number one expert on it. He's the man that's all he does. He spends his time on, yes, on searching out the heavens.
Yes.
Professor James McCarney. Leaks are coming out all over the place. Oh, are you going to bore you? Now, this is a guy who's been spending the last 10 years talking about Planet X.
Yes, sir.
He's been put on the shelf, kicked around, mesmerized, mysticized, in order someone gets not to believe it's coming. But from all sources, the government knows it's coming. That's why they're building underground shelters.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
The Catholic Church knows it's coming. They built their underground shelters.
Oh, yes.
All over the world, these leaders of the world are building, and the kings and the rulers of the earth will hide themselves in the dens,
yes,
in the earth.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's yet to be. What? When are you going to wake up? When are you going to stir yourself to believe what God has said about this? And get sober about getting your soul right with God and your heart right with God.
Hallelujah.
You need to do it, you know.
Help, Lord Jesus.
Oh, I don't see no need for this. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Is that right? Well, I'm sorry. I'm on the air to tell this world what was coming, especially God's people.
Hallelujah.
And I maybe only may reach one over here and one over there, but that's what you do. You find that lost one. See, like I found that lost one right over here.
Yes, sir.
You know what the young man said to me right at the end? Because I was trying to tell him about the miracle of this ministry. Do you know this is a miracle ministry?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Told you, in a matter of just a few days, probably first of September, maybe before then, we're going to be on adding three more shortwaves out of England itself.
Praise the Lord.
They want to put me on Taiwan, which I can do. I haven't decided yet, but I may. Because when I start totaling it up, it's quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
Because I got to pay it 3 months in advance. And already now it's up to $20,000. Well, $20,000 ain't too much if God's in it. But I got to make sure God's in it. That's what I do. I go back and forth. Then I'll find it right. I get right down to the bottom line after they make every kind of concession. And I say, look, I got to pray about this. I'll tell every one of those people that I don't do anything unless God tells me to do it, because I've got to have the faith to do it.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you see their attitude change. That doesn't impress you. That amazes me. The work that God's doing among us, and we despise it and wonder, is it really God? Yeah, then I turned out to call my friends out there in California. I said, here's what I want to do. They gave me a list of where I'm not reaching. I'd like to reach these areas. And they said, Brother Stan, we got the stuff, we got the facility. But you got to pay up front, you know. I said, yeah, I sure do. I know that. And I got a whole list now. We're ready to go. Probably Monday or Tuesday, they'll close it out. And already it's up to $19,000. Once I get the final go, I might even go a little higher than that, because it's going to cover. It's going to cover. The station in Ethiopia is amazing. And one in Egypt, I didn't even know it was there. On the cross? Is that what happened? That's the way we respond. That's the way we respond to bona fide truth.
Jesus.
Just like, you better change it, brothers.
Bless your name, Lord.
The work that God is doing here is a final work. And you're the biggest difficulty he has to me, because he has to finish in us what he began.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And our iniquity fights him.
Oh God.
Glory.
I'm going to read what Mr. McCanny said, then I'm going to tell you how I responded to it, because John sent it to me. Professor James McCarthy. Now please believe me, he's a very knowledgeable man. He's not a fly by night. He was highly respected in this field, astrology, astronomy. I said, please believe me. Stop being an apostate. He's not just some old Johnny out here in the woods. We're just, I never heard him before. Well, if you listen to me, you have. His name is John McCanny. Back when I first put the other fellow on who wrote the book, he was the one dealing with John McCanny.
Right.
And when I put the program on the air, Prop Planet X, I got calls from Charleston newspaper. I got calls from other places. Where do you get your information from? I said, from Mr. McCanny. He said, why are you using that? I said, because it correlates with the scriptures. It correlates. What they're telling us about this Planet X when it comes, it correlates with the book of Revelation. It correlates with how we shake the heavens and the earth. It correlates. And the earth and the field will be burned up. Burned up. You ask the people out west if their fields have been burned up. Burned up and then wiped out with a flood. Come on. Right, sit down like a bunch of knotheads. You don't even know how fortunate we are. Look around us right here. Here we have all this rain and still got a crop. If you don't know God bless us, you don't know the blessing of God. Of course, we deserve it, right? We earned it, didn't we? I'll tell you one thing. Christopher can plant, and you can water. But God will give you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So I can plant, and Jonathan can water, and others, but God is going to give the increase.
Oh, God. Yes.
And at the increase of his rulership, of his government, not to be in the end. He's going to reign and rule. He is going to do it. And he's going to rule over you and me, whether you like it or not. He is God all by himself. And need to be lifted up in that status. And he ain't doing you wrong. Leaks are coming out all over the places, John. Professional astronomers, military types are reporting that a mini solar system is moving now into our solar system. That's what they call Planet X. If I could go back and find the old program, I'll try to relate to you what they said was going to happen when it comes. These guys are actually going to turn the world upside down. Literally. Literally. Who could have had done that? God who hung this world on nothing can turn it upside down on nothing?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Never mind. See, we have so much knowledge we can't even fathom that, can we? Ever learning. Never able to come to the knowledge that this is God's doing.
Amen.
Prophesied, predicted, bringing it to an end.
Man, hallelujah.
Glory. I thought you folk loved the end.
Amen.
Did you love the beginning?
Jesus.
Well, how come you can't love the end?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Did you love the beginning of your faith?
Hallelujah.
What about loving the ending of it? Answer them, look for him. They love it now. Leaks are coming out all over the place. Professional astronomers, military types are reporting that a minor solar system is moving into our solar system. But then they have you can go find it. The documentation's there. The reports are there. The government knows about it. They've known about it for years. That's why they started to build them tunnels on the ground. That's why they moved everything from outside of Washington over to Denver. That's why they started years ago to build this massive underground shelter. I said that's why they built it. And everything on it is a satanic symbol.
Yes.
Massive.
Amen.
It's actually bigger than the city of Denver underground. See, your Peter Brady can't grab that, can you? You ought to see the pictures of it. It ain't something they just started yesterday. The train systems they got under there, the tunnel system, the lighting system. That's just one place. This means that a massive gravitational magnetic dwarf star has captured many thousands of space bodies already in deep space. And this baby sun is being gravitationally pulled into our solar system by our own adult sun's supervisor gravitational force field. Lining up with Earth's gravitational force field, and you suck them together, meteorites, smaller bodies colliding, bullet-like boulders flying, swarming within a radius of many millions of miles around their parent mini-sun. This incoming dwarf, Planet X, which NASA has for decades called Planet X. Now you see, because they have not given us the full information on it, and others have, you see, we can't hardly fathom this gigantic thing up there. This mysterious thing coming down from God out of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on, bless you. Now, what I wrote to John about was, because he keeps telling, plus, yeah, we got to warn the people so they can prepare. Got to warn the people. So I wrote John back. I wrote him back. I told him, you're not going to prevent this, John.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You're not going to prevent this destruction that's coming to earth.
No.
You're always trying to tell the American people they got to prepare. They got to prepare. Got to prepare. But you never tell them what they got to prepare for.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You're trying to tell them if we store food or if we build an underground shelter or we move to a certain place, we'll be spared. Well, the only thing I tell you about that is that God did tell me about that.
Hallelujah.
And every time I do it, I shake my head on a chopping block, but that's just the way it is. Yeah, what did God tell me about that? See, it's another one of those things I said that so difficult. Like, you know, fat people are going to go to heaven. They're not going to do it.
Amen.
No. So if you're destined to be to go to heaven and you're fat, it's like the one fellow said, God may just have to kill you.
Right.
Dave Morano lost his fat.
Yes,
Sister Margaret lost hers.
Yes, thank
you, God.
Sister Bush lost hers.
Thank you, God. Oh, bless you.
So if you're not willing to lose your fat so you can stay alive when Jesus comes, he might just have to kill you. Let you lay around till you waste away and save you in the end.
Yes.
Now, if you want to give up the opportunity to be alive with Jesus, come, go ahead.
Right.
See, I'm going to give up the opportunity to be alive when Jesus comes. I'm going to die.
Hallelujah.
On the hope that I'm going to be alive when Jesus comes.
Hallelujah.
When I die, you know what I'm trying to go to gain when I die? I gain the resurrection of the dead.
Hallelujah.
Come on. And that's part of my punishment. I know that. I know because of my sinful flesh and stuff. God told Moses, I can't let you lead him over to the kingdom. But you're going to see it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then later on, he didn't get over. Never mind.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why I got to say that every time people look at me. Moses was not allowed to lead him physically. But when Jesus was finally glorified in the promised land,
amen,
Moses was there.
Yes.
On the day of his glorification, he was there.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
He was there.
Hallelujah.
So I wrote John, and I told him, I said, John, if you think that you brothers are going to get these people in America to save themselves from the destruction that's come from Planet X, you're wasting your time.
Amen.
That's not the message that this Christian people need to hear.
No, sir.
You save yourself from this untoward generation. Our government, our nation, our economy, our religions are all teaching you how to go contrary or live contrary to God's word.
Amen.
They're feeding your flesh and your carnal mind. You've got to save yourself from that thinking.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And if I bring it down to just one little thing, and I bring it down to something in your life, then you all get mad because you think I'm just trying to put you down.
Right.
And I mean, you know I give an illustration, can't you? But if I do, I'm going to get kicked in the teeth because you folk won't leave me alone. If I say something and you don't understand it, then you go start talking to somebody else.
Okay.
You start murmuring among yourselves. Because you're all trying to figure out, what is God doing?
Right.
Well, you know what he's doing.
Right.
You already know what he's doing.
Hallelujah.
He's preparing a people who are unprepared.
Hallelujah.
He's working on an unprepared people to prepare them. He's still working on me to make me. Someone said to me the other day, well, if you love God, you wouldn't have done some of the things you've done. I said, at the point I've done them, I was not in the love of God. I never said that. But God was still loving me. He still showed me favor. And if you think I'm going to get out here and deny that I've been keeping myself in the love of God,
hallelujah,
because that's what I'm doing. Because he loves me.
Hallelujah.
I'm confessing. I'm not going to try to fool God. I know better than that. Don't you try to fool God to try to convince him of your righteousness. Because he ain't going to buy it now. He ain't going to buy it. No, he ain't. And the trouble with most of us, we don't consider the Lord's body. You can just think this morning, but how many people are in much dire situations than you are?
Amen. Hallelujah.
You haven't had to flee from your home yet, have you? Then you wonder why folk want to flee.
Hallelujah.
You know, Peter prayed, you can't grasp that. I was at church the other day in Nigeria. All of a sudden, a bunch of folk burst into the church. I tell Sister Sarah, in Egypt, I literally saw blood flowing in the street. Literally see it. And what a remarkable thing that we're living in a generation that these things can be seen. How many times have I even said that to you? We can see these things. Yeah, I literally saw two pictures there yesterday of blood literally flowing in the streets. Did you hear it? Please ask God to help you grasp what I'm saying to you.
Flowing.
Not just people laying in blood. Flowing. The Bible said there's a time coming when the blood will flow as high as a horse. Right. What? That's a lot of blood.
Hallelujah.
That's not going to be the blood that's going to save anybody. That blood won't save us. So I wrote John, he answered me back. Yes, you're right, Brother Scare. They will not listen now. But if we show them why they will soon fear, then fear of the Lord will be the beginning of their wisdom. Sure.
Yeah.
But they won't let you show them.
Right.
Look how I strayed this morning to teach you the fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I don't sense too much of it. What I sense is, well, we're going to stand back and wait and see. You know, like Jonah. He pronounced judgment on the city and then stood back to see God do it. And God would destroy the city. You know why? You know why God has destroyed our G-Star?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hey! You know why he destroyed you?
Praise God.
Hey!
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So he sit back and wait for God to destroy you, and he won't do it.
My Lord! Yeah.
They repented!
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is a church world that absolutely despises repentance.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Glory, glory.
And all repentance does is make you look less and make him look great. He said, I remember when as an atheist I was faced with possible death. In an instant, I immediately knew God. My fear caused me to know God and to pray to him for protection. It sounds to me like he's a chosen vessel. Because I know a lot of atheists say, they pray God's not alone. See, you can't do it like that. Atheists aren't going to fear God. So whether he believed he was an atheist or not, he wasn't. Oh, you understand that?
Yes.
You understand? If he was really an atheist, then he would have never feared God.
Right. No.
Because atheists don't believe in God.
Hallelujah.
That's logical.
Glory, glory.
He was just one of those that professed himself to be an atheist, and he really wasn't. Like those guys on Mars Hill. He knew the God, but didn't know who he was. So he got to know God. And I'll tell you something else. There ain't nobody anywhere, any place, who gets to know God, that doesn't learn from God the fear of the Lord.
Amen. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
For when they knew God, they didn't learn the fear of the Lord, did they?
Lord.
Now, am I writing that because of you, or is God writing because of his church? See, we don't discern the Lord's body, saints.
Hallelujah.
Really?
Oh, God.
There are many atheists and agnostics who constantly feel prompted to pray to Almighty God, whom they could not see during their years. Now you see the problem with that is that that's not predicted or prophesied by God. He talks about the remnant of his people who've gone astray returning, but the world, no. When God finally does this final judgment, they can stand back and curse him right to his face.
Oh yes.
Amen.
You want to read it? It's in the book, you know.
It's in the book, yes.
Yes, Lord.
This atheistic, ungodly generation,
Jesus.
They're going to do it. And you don't want to be a part of it.
No. Help, Lord Jesus.
Shall we stand?
Hallelujah.
Standing on the promises. Thing that I got to deal with, so I think I do. Maybe I'm taking too much of myself. But to think that we might have 3 or 4 more years is very frightening. I personally don't really want to live that long. Not the way I watch it going. And that's one of the things I shake in my boots about, because if God, and when God does show me the time, I'm convinced it's going to be more than this year. He's not coming this year. Did you all hear me say that? Peace of Trump's going to be here in just a few weeks. We're in the time period now. We are now in the time period that's going to precede the Peace of Trump, which is the last 45 days. We're pretty well through them, and we're still not safe.
Hallelujah.
If you're going to sit back on the letter that you believe you're already saved, then you're going to quit fighting the fight of faith.
Yeah.
You ain't going to make it.
Yeah.
You're going to keep on fighting the fight of faith that you are saved.
Right.
And you got to hold your confidence steadfast till the end.
Amen.
And you're going to have to endure until the end.
Amen.
And that's what we're trying to get you prepared for.
Right.
Have to endure when we haven't got enough eggs to keep.
Hallelujah.
Have to endure when whatever you got. And of course, we look around here, we got a whole lot.
Yes.
I mean, there's stuff out there that grows just naturally that could sustain us.
Thank God.
We got God's automatic greens out there. But they're not taste worthy, are they?
Right.
What are you mocking me for? Anything green out there we can eat.
Amen.
anything.
Hallelujah.
Sure. If you can do anything, not hurt you.
Thank you, Lord.
But why we won't eat poison ivy when we got other stuff there? I mean, we got enough sense of. I think we do, don't we?
Yes, we have lots of stuff.
Poor you old people!
No green thing left.
You want me to stand and walk out of the paper and watch me? Well, bless you, I don't think we'd be told. No, you don't, huh? Would you want to keep living with you, bunch of people, when this thing falls apart and you're all going around like you're going?
Right.
When you have no confidence in you, you're trusting your God?
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Right.
Well, I don't want to live with you, and everybody wants to live with you.
Right.
Who do you think you're so livable?
Right.
All right.
I want to live with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I want Christ to live with me.
Oh, God.
Then this life will become a joy.
Amen.
Christ
liveth
in
me. Boy, oh boy. Sorry, folks. I thought they'd raise up their voice and sing with joy on that one. I didn't think they sounded with the dry bones on that one. I thought sure they'd say, wow, look at that. Christ liveth in me. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a salvation. Christ liveth in me. Praise the Lord. Say, give unto the Lord all ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name.
Shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Yes,
the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pray for us, brother.
Yes,
David.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. That is our desire to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father, for assembling us together here this day as we gather together unto you. Thank you, Father, for the words through the mouth of the prophet. His reproofs and the strong rebukes that we might be sound in the faith. Thank you, Lord, for calling us out of the world. Thank you for choosing us out of the world. Oh, Lord, help us, Father, not to look back, but help us to look unto you, Lord, for you are our hope. For there is no hope in this world, only in the world to come, when you, Lord, the Prince of Peace, shall come. Now, I pray, Father, you would give the pastor the words to edify the body at this time. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this time together. Thank you, Father, always for all things. Oh, God, help us, Lord, in all things, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may take your seats. All right, sound technicians, how are we doing today? Good, good. All right. What do you say, congregation? We doing all right?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glad to be here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all come to worship God?
Glory.
Are you the true worshipers? You know, that come to worship God in spirit and in truth?
Hallelujah.
You understand that God is seeking such?
Yes.
The Father is seeking such to worship him?
Hallelujah.
We heard the man of God talking about worship, huh?
Hallelujah.
We come to worship God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because he's worthy.
Glory.
It's our calling.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory.
Worthy.
All right. Brother Sarah started out by saying that we don't discern the body of Christ.
Oh, bless you.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
What do you say about that?
Oh, bless you.
All right, it says here, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, make thee two trumpets of silver. A whole piece shall thou make them, that thou mayest use them,
oh, God,
for the calling of the assembly.
Jesus.
And for the journeying of the camps. Am I sounding all right? Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. I seem to be working a little hard.
Hallelujah.
God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Oh, God is a good God. Yes, he is. That sounds better, doesn't it? Look at that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all come to worship God tonight. Performance wasn't too good. I can't worship you. Say, oh Lord God, thou knowest. I still want to worship you. Hallelujah. You know what he'll say? He'll say, enter into my gates with thanksgiving, into my courts with praise. To be talking about the demons that sit on the saint's shoulder. You know what the demons do?
Jesus.
Make them go to sleep?
Yeah.
Whisper in their ear?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Tell them get off, get down, get back. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. So we are the true worshipers. We come to worship God. For the Father seeketh, the hour is now come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's our calling, saints.
Hey,
and when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward.
Hallelujah.
When you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey.
Glory.
They shall blow an alarm for their journey. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations.
My Lord.
And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then shall you blow an alarm with the trumpets. Ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God. Ye shall be saved from your enemies. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. All right. I've got a little more. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord thy God.
Hallelujah.
Also in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days. We have a solemn day approaching. Brother Sarah spoke of it.
Yes.
That solemn day is Feast of Trumpets.
Amen.
What are you doing, Pastor Rice? I'm blowing the trumpet. So we can gather. Amen. Around the 25th. The 25th at evening. 25 September at evening.
Hallelujah.
Feast of Trumpets. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're welcome to join us.
Oh, bless you.
Don't know exactly how or what we're going to do, but We will present our bodies.
Hallelujah.
Living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable to God. We will assemble.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Submit ourselves to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the 25th at evening is, what is that? What day? Sunday. So then Monday, of course, we'll gather here in the tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
And if you are able, gather with us.
Hallelujah.
Now we that are here, we're blessed to be able to gather.
That's right.
We don't have to go clock in.
Right.
My Lord.
Of course, we were in that situation, but Brother Steer said, come out. So we did.
Hallelujah.
Everybody listening to me?
Hallelujah.
We were in situations where we couldn't say, I'm going to gather on Monday because we had to go to work on Monday.
Hallelujah.
But Brother Steer said, come out.
Hallelujah.
And we did. So we're able to gather on Monday.
Hallelujah.
And Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday.
Hallelujah.
Don't have to ask anybody. We're free to serve God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I know there are many that say they listen to Brother Steer, but they're going to say, well, I can't come out on Monday. You know, I can only come out on weekends. Well, there you are. What can I say to that?
Hallelujah.
But if you can come out on weekends, you still can come. You can come the weekend before.
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday.
Amen.
How about that?
Hallelujah. Well,
Sunday night, we'll be in it.
Hallelujah.
You can come at the end of the week.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But we're blowing the trumpet so that you will come. That's September 25th. 26th, evening of the 25th. Everybody listen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to his name.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
All right, I've got a few notes and scriptures. And my prayer is that God will help me to speak them in righteousness that the body might be edified. We would endeavor to discern the body. Hmm? Discern the body of Christ and to edify the church. The same, the church is the body.
Amen.
There's one body, there's one church.
Amen.
How about the bride? Same.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How about Israel? Same.
Amen. Hallelujah.
One Israel.
Amen.
Everybody understand?
Amen.
They're what's called in the Bible natural branches and the wild ones.
Amen.
But they're all the same because they're grafted into the same tree.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Now, there are people in here that know about plants and know about grafting in. And if you do, that's fine. But if you don't understand that that's grafted in gets the same thing that the natural branch does, then you know nothing at all.
Amen.
Doesn't help to know all about plants and grafting and you don't know that. That there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek.
Right.
Amen.
And all that are grafted in are partakers of the fatness of the root.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's with any knowledge. If you just know the letter, you don't know anything. You must know the Spirit.
The Spirit.
And there are people that know more about plants than I do.
Yes, Lord.
Know more about grafting. I've never grafted anything, but I've been grafted. Say amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I understand by the Spirit that I'm partakers of the fatness of the root. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now that's coming to the knowledge of the truth.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, like the assembling of the righteous. Yeah, coming to the knowledge of the truth, then we assemble with the righteous. If we can't live with God's people, we can't live with God. We heard the man of God say that we are people being prepared. And one way he's preparing us is to live with God's people. We can't do that. We can't live with God.
Hallelujah.
Well, we got a few head nods and a few blank looks. It's still the truth anyhow. So shall we ever be with the Lord. If we're with the Lord, we can't say, well, I don't want to be with Phil today. So shall we ever be with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And if you don't want to be bothered with the saints, then you don't want to be bothered with God, and he don't want to be bothered with you. No matter what you profess. We must discern the body. It is Christ, you know. Christ the head and the church is the body.
It is.
You mean you love the head and have no care for the body? You are a liar. Oh, what deception. Christ is not divided, hid from the body. He's complete, and in him you are complete. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See how we come to the knowledge of the truth? Now, there are others that don't agree with me. They're so spiritual, they just... Now, that is quite the thing, being spiritual, you know.
Bless you, Lord. Huh?
You're not sleepy, are you, brother? Tell them demons to get behind you. To get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me in the name of Jesus. And no need to be sleepy now, brothers. Hallelujah. Because I know all about it. I remember when we first started listening to the prophet, there were services on Friday night. Friday night, man, I was tired. And we all gathered together. There at Grace, we'd sit out there in the driveway when it was warm. We'd all gather together. Later on, we started listening in our different places. But at the beginning, we all gathered together like we are now. On Friday evening, on Sabbath morning. And I'm telling you, I didn't always make it on Friday evening. Sometime I woke up, they was playing the music. Praise the Lord. Not me, huh? Well, it's my confession. Yeah, man, I... Happened some Sabbath morning.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But we want to resist that.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I've fallen asleep down at my prayer station. Not you, huh?
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So you all know I know. I'm a man who likes passion. Praise the Lord. But I love the Lord because he loves me. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, yeah, we're asking people to come. You know, that's why the place is here.
Right.
It's a gathering place.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's strange we say that and folk won't gather. What separates us? They believe the prophet. I maintain that I do. They are children of God. I maintain that we are. Jesus is coming. Well, I maintain that he is too. If he's not coming, then we don't have any hope. There's no hope if Jesus doesn't come. There is no hope if Jesus doesn't come. And if he lives in you, he lets you know he's coming. Hallelujah. That's your witness. You know the Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know the truth. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there he may be also. Hallelujah.
Glory.
So, Kurt said, Brother Kurt, let me quote you. Of course, I agree. He said, man, some brother was talking to me about people coming here, and he said, man, I don't know why they want to come here, all the stuff that's going on. Well, you know there's stuff going on. Because whenever we would go to do good, evil is present with us. Brother Stair said that a bright light always draw lots of bugs. So here we are, with lots of bugs, and you know, the adversary in our midst. But even so, there's a remnant here. There are still people that are here for the right reason. Hello. Hallelujah. There's still a people that love the Lord, who come to worship God, that don't let anything turn them around. You understand? Well, how many? Well, a few. So we're inviting you to come on behalf of the few. And if you come for the right reason, the others won't hinder you. They won't bother you. Because we that are here for the real reason, don't let the others prevent us. But there's lots of garbage going on. Hallelujah. I'll just tell you like it is. Lots of evil, wicked stuff going on. Lots of unbelief being manifested. A lot of unfaithfulness. Yeah. But there's still a remnant right here. Otherwise, you'll be drawn away by the other. How do you know? Well, it's happened right here in our midst. It's happened. You've seen it. God did it right in front of us. There were people used to gather with us. And then, you know, few by few they stop.
Yeah. All right.
You know.
Yeah. They,
how about that?
Right.
While we finish, I don't know.
No.
Lord knows.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But I believe that God knows them that are His.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And I believe them that are His want to gather together.
Yeah.
I want to strengthen one another. I want to encourage one another.
Yeah.
I'm not going to find a reason not to.
Yeah.
So don't you all get angry with me. I heard Brother Stair say this morning, this was before we gathered together. He was talking about Craig Mack. He said, yeah, Craig Mack, you know, he can gather here at prayer time in the morning and the evening. He don't live that far away. And you know what that tells us, huh? We live right here. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. He said, Craig Mack, he can gather with us. He don't live that far away. In the morning and the evening, he can come for prayer. We didn't hear him say that?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
But we hear selectively. Do we hear enough to come here? Well, evidently not. How do you know? Because I come every time. Huh? Some are here and some are not here. But still there's a remnant that come here. Y'all hear me? There's still the people that come here that are glad that they're able to come to the tabernacle. Even if you don't come. Hallelujah. It's amazing how we hear the prophet. We didn't hear him say that about Craig Mack. But did we get the truth out of it? You know? It's one thing to hear, but if you hear it right, then it'll get you in here. Everybody understand that? If you don't hear it right, then you'll come haphazardly.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Somebody say, preach it, brother. Hallelujah. Yeah, to God be the glory. Always.
Amen.
It's not punishment for us to come to the tabernacle. Well, I know, but everybody don't look at it like that. Some are spiritual, you know. Huh? You know, Brother Stir said we didn't have to stay the whole time. We could come and show up,
Oh, bless you, Lord.
I love to spend time with him.
Amen.
Huh? Anybody seen my beloved?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory,
glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
God loves to spend time with us.
Thank you, Lord.
I remember one message Brother Rick preached. Y'all hear it? God wants your time.
Yeah.
Are y'all in here? Yeah. Not yours? I see. Not. Oh, your time, Pastor. Yeah, he's got it. I don't have anything else to do. He got my time. I got time to come to the tabernacle. Even if I milk goats, I'd have time to come. When I was at Grace, I milked the cows. Seth milked the goats, he and Danielle. But I milked the cows. They came to the tabernacle, so did I. How about that? It can be done, can't it? Hallelujah. All the sisters cook, they still came to the tabernacle. We cut grass, we still came to the tabernacle. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes. Amen.
I get up early in the morning and go milk the cows. Didn't have too many. But we didn't have any milking machines either except for these. Praise the Lord. I went to sleep doing that too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord delivered me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God is preparing us. We need to yield, submit to Him.
Amen.
God forbid we should find excuses not to gather with God's people.
Oh,
not to love to, you know, we should be glad to see each other.
Amen.
Like I told you, some making the point not to see me. Others making the point say, well, bless you, Pastor Rice, good morning. Others will make sure they don't have to greet me. Well, I don't want to upset your apple cart. If you don't want to greet me, I don't want to greet you.
Amen.
But I'm available, and I'd love to greet you.
Amen.
I'd love to say, Maranatha, the Lord's coming.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
We're all gathered here together because we're born of the Spirit of God. God. We have hope in the coming of Jesus. We heard the voice and say, this is the time. No? Praise the Lord. No need for us to separate. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Gather ye my people. Hallelujah. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Well, help me, Jesus, but, you know, Brother Stair always said that he had trouble with people who thought they were spiritual.
Yeah, every time, boy.
Y'all hear him say it?
Yes, indeed.
Well, everybody have trouble with people who think they're spiritual. Not just Brother Stair, because people that think they're spiritual are trouble.
All right.
I'm not afraid to say it.
All right.
I mean it.
Amen.
It's the truth, you know.
Yes.
Well, who are people that think they're spiritual? You can't tell them anything. You understand that? Well, they're above you. They don't have time for you. Those are the ones that think they're spiritual. You're not in my realm. Yeah, those are the ones. Not like Jesus, though. They said, you little children, get away. He said, no. No, suffer the little children to come unto me.
Jesus.
Such are the kingdom of heaven.
Jesus.
Huh?
Jesus.
Little children. There are people here, all, you know, different maturities. We're all God's children, though.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The strong ones shouldn't despise the weak ones.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
We should all come together and compliment each other.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, those that think they're spiritual can't get the life out of this. You know, like about Craig Mack coming for prayer. If you get the life out of it, then you'd find yourself here. But I've been here a while and I see what happened. But still, like I say, there are people that do love the Lord who think it, consider it a privilege to come, and they do come. All right?
So
if that's the mindset you have, we invite you to come. If you don't, then no need for you to come. We're here to worship God. We endeavor to be the true worshipers that the Father is looking for.
Hallelujah.
Not the ones that just say, I heard the voice of the prophet, but the one that heard the voice of the prophet and come to worship God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
All blessings.
Glory. Worship Him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor, you know, Paul said, I would that you were spirit. Yeah, it would be good to be spiritual, not to think that you're spiritual.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, otherwise, we're no use to God. That's why we must be born of God's Spirit. Otherwise, God couldn't use, He couldn't commune with us. He couldn't delight in us. No, that's why we're born of His Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Then He can rejoice over us, delight in us. Yeah, because we are His children, born of His Spirit. Now, that's not the old man. No. That's the new man. That's why He made the new man. So He could commune with Him. You know, the world can't commune with God. Don't care how many scriptures they read, how many Bibles they have. We must be born of the Spirit of God. Huh? Then God loves to spend time with us, and we love to spend time with God. And we love God's people.
Hallelujah.
Now the ones that think they're spiritual say, well, all of that stuff, we need some revelation, Pastor Ray. See what I mean? Now see how plainly I talk? Now do you have trouble with revelation? No! Anybody that knows Jesus Christ have received a revelation. And if they love the brethren, they've received another revelation. If you can't see that revelation, then there's no other revelation to receive. See that? Now the ones that think they're spiritual don't buy that. But this is the truth. See, I said in front of God and everybody. I don't say it behind the tree. This is in front of God and everybody.
Oh, bless you.
Well, why are you standing up, Brother Rice? Evidently, they say it. You can say it, but you won't do it. Why? I got a revelation. Well, I don't, so I'll say it. How about it? Somebody say amen. And I rebuke it. I come against it. You're so spiritual that you don't have time for God's people. Huh? I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
You're so superior, you can't spend time with God. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Well, Brother Rice, you're not a prophet. That don't stop me. If God want me to be a prophet, he can make me one. Huh? See, the spiritual ones don't like that one. Can God do it? Bro, I love this preaching. Somebody say amen. Being a prophet wouldn't prevent me from loving you, though. The ones that think they're spiritual, they're prophets, but they don't have time for you. Oh, they got to spend time with their revelations.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on. Somebody say good preaching.
Amen.
Can't get nobody to say it?
Amen.
Good preaching, Brother Rice.
Amen.
I'm not afraid.
Amen.
Terry, can't you say it?
Amen.
Can you say good preaching, brother?
Good preaching, brother.
Can I get somebody up there to say it?
Good preaching. Hallelujah.
I just need some witnesses here. Somebody need to say it.
Amen.
That's what's causing the division. Yeah. You're welcome, sister. You're welcome, brother. You may work your work, but it's going to be mad. I'm going to tell it. Shout it from the rooftop. I'm going to shout it from the rooftop. If God wants me to be a prophet, he can make me one. I'm not trying to be one. I'm trying to be what God wants. Shut some up now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you mean he can make you a prophet? Can't make me one? Get out of here. Oh, somebody, come on. Come on now. Let's just get down to the nitty gritty.
Oh, my Lord.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty now. Thank you, sister. Anybody could do that, but she's doing it. I'm telling the truth. Anybody can rejoice in this. I'm rejoicing. Hallelujah. I didn't stand up to say it. This is what's coming forth. I believe it's of the Holy Ghost. Guess what? Prophets, they're to edify the body. Not to run them off and divide them and be superior to them. You're a prophet, then let's have some fruit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's have some fruit. Let's have some fruit. Husband, man, looking for fruit. Not for a bunch of professors. I'm a Christian, I'm a prophet. Hell, where's the fruit? Bring forth the fruit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Now somebody's gonna hear different things. That's the wrong thing here, prophet. I never said that. I'm just telling you, God's not limited.
Right.
And since I'm submitted to God, I'm not limited.
Right.
If you submit to God, you won't be limited.
Amen.
God's hand is not short.
No.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to read some more.
Go ahead, buddy.
Hallelujah. For your edification.
Yes. Hallelujah.
For the edifying of the body.
Yes.
And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation,
oh,
that they may stand with thee.
Amen.
And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and I will put it upon them, that they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that they might not bear it thyself alone.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm reading right out of the book. You guys got your Bible. Hold them up then.
Amen.
Now's a good time to hold them up. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. The Lord came down in a cloud, and spake unto him, took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass, when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. How about the ones that think they're spiritual? Oh, you can't prophesy. You
Amen.
Get out of here. That is garbage. You are oppressing God's people.
Amen.
My Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Mercy. Anybody in here can prophesy if they want to prophesy.
Amen.
God's able.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you got the Spirit of God, you don't mind. You will say, let them prophesy. Hallelujah.
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 They weren't prophets, though.
No.
All right, then. But they did prophesy. I'm not limited. You're not limited. You submit yourself to God. You surrender to the Holy One. You don't have to seek it. God seek it out for you. Hallelujah. Solomon didn't seek it. God gave it to him. Hallelujah. Huh? Solomon sought what was right. God gave him much more. He didn't just say, I want to be a prophet. Huh? He said, I want to be a son of God. I want to be a righteous man. I want to judge righteousness. I want to lead your people right. If you're not faithful where you're at, you won't be faithful if you were apostle or anything. God knows that, you know. I'm not in your way. How you know? Because God is God. He always will be God. You're not in my way. I'm not against you. Lord is for me. He's for us. And if God is for us, who can be against? You know, some things are subtle, some things are overt. The subtlety is that, you know, God have to use me in it. No. God can raise up stones.
Amen.
Yeah, he can put spirit prophecy on anybody.
My Lord.
He's well able.
Amen.
Well able.
Amen.
I believe it like that.
He can
get anybody to run the broadcast.
Yeah.
Huh? He's well able.
Hallelujah.
There used to be one in here. I'd be preaching like this, and he would be up in the balcony doing this.
Oh, Jesus.
And of course, I had a problem with it. Because if we are listening to the preaching, then we ought to be saying, amen, amen, amen. So I called it out. You can hear. You've heard the recording. I said, you think you're spiritual, huh? Well, of course, he's not here now. He used to run the broadcast. Now he doesn't run the broadcast, but God's still running it. But here's what he wrote to me. He said, now the broadcast is in the hands of Satan. Of course, that's garbage. God has put nothing that belonged to him in the hands of Satan. God is God, and he always will be God. The broadcast still sent forth the voice of the last day prophet.
Hallelujah.
And the voices of those that bear witness.
Hallelujah.
They call in on the telephone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, of course, What I'm trying to tell you is that one was right here in our midst, pretending to be one of us. Yes, he was. And I'm talking about spirits. Because we look at people's personage and we're all there, nice fellas. But what about that spirit they're up? And I discern the spirit, see. I called him out when he was up there. Y'all know it. Y'all can bear witness. Somebody up there say amen. And lo and behold, he's not here anymore. And my intent is to drive every spirit out.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
That which is not of God, that does not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Come in your flesh, brother.
Amen.
You, my friend.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I bear witness to that.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to separate from you, brother.
Amen.
I don't want to avoid you.
Amen.
God,
amen.
I want to look you in the eye and say, I love you, brother.
Amen.
You mean y'all are born of the Spirit and you don't want to do these things? I find a problem with that.
Amen.
I'm not that spiritual.
Amen.
No, if God's down in your heart, then you love God's people.
Amen.
That's down in my heart.
Yes.
I won't take it back. Won't back down. Not going to crawfish. Not going to walk it back.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
There's always been that lying spirit around here.
Amen.
Well, what about the man said, Brother Sterry, you know, he came and said, there's some people after you. Well, who told you? God told.
Yeah.
Well, that, true.
Yeah, true.
As long as Brother Sterry had the ministry, there were men after him.
Yeah.
Trying to take his place.
Yeah.
Even as I speak, it is still going on.
Yes.
Yeah,
true.
Yes. Yes. See, I speak the truth.
Yes.
I can edify the body.
Yes.
I've got nothing to gain, nothing to hide.
Yes.
No agenda.
Amen.
I work for the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, he's given me plenty.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not complaining because God haven't given me something. He's given me plenty. My prayer is that I be faithful with what he's given me.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't have anything that belong to me. Understand? If you say I've got something that belong to you, you are a liar.
Amen.
I have nothing belong to you.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, God.
I'm in the body, you in the body?
Yes.
We have all things common.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You all ever hear the prophet say, well, I wish somebody would act like they're saved?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, there is a way that saved folks need to act, you know. Huh? Come on now. Feast of Trumpets. I don't know. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're alive. We're going to worship God. On the day of atonement, we're going to worship God. As long as we live from now throughout eternity. Too spiritual for that, are we? If we are, we're too spiritual.
Hallelujah.
See how that goes? Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
I need you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. And there ran a man, a young man, and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, "My lord Moses, forbid them." Moses said unto him, "Envyest thou not for my sake? Would God that all the people, Lord's people, were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them."
Yes. My lord.
And Moses got himself into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Righteous spirit, we don't mind God using anybody in any measure.
Amen.
Don't take from you. Don't take from me. Come on.
Amen.
No, no, no. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
We're not going to exalt or exhaust God's provisions.
No, no.
When we received all that we can, God still has more.
That's right. Hallelujah.
You know that, don't you? We shouldn't complain, because God wants to give. We are reluctant to receive.
Amen.
We ask and we ask amiss that we may consume it up on our own lusts. So that we can exalt ourselves and steal God's glory. Well, we're not going to steal God's glory.
No.
And if we exalt ourselves, God's going to abase us.
Yes.
And if we humble ourselves, then God will exalt
us.
Thank
you, God.
Huh?
Yes,
we surrender
you,
God. To God, he'll use us.
Yes, thank
but for his glory.
Hallelujah.
For the edification of the church.
Yes. Hallelujah.
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 For unity, not for division.
Yes.
For peace, not for war.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
So yeah, if you come here, saints, there's a baptism. I preached it once before, it's still going on. There's no way to come here and there's not a baptism.
Hallelujah.
It's ongoing.
Hallelujah.
Huh? There's a fight every day, but it's a good fight. If you strive lawfully, it's not a problem. You're seeking after the right thing. You're seeking God in righteousness. You will be all right.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
But the conditions, the situation here will determine that. Huh? It will determine that. It will determine that.
Hallelujah.
But yeah, there's a baptism of fire being here.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
God tries everything by fire.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And gold has no problem with fire.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh,
bless you, Jesus.
I spoke about being in the military. I use that for a lead in altar. Because I'm not of the same spirit now as I was when I was in the military. You know that.
Yes.
I'm of a different spirit since I'm in the Lord's army.
Amen.
It's the Lord's doing.
Hallelujah.
But in the other army, we didn't ask folk if they wanted to. But we didn't say you ought to be at the tabernacle. We said you will be at the tabernacle.
Yes.
Huh? You will be here at 700 hours. You will be here again at 1900 hours. That's how we said it. Huh? That's how we said it. Ain't that right, Terry?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm in another army. We ought to be here. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Yeah, in the army, they prophesy. They say, you will be here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God
the praise. Hallelujah.
You know, non-commissioned officers, they could call in and say, "Well, I'm not feeling too good today." You know. Of course, the other soldiers tried it too. They said, "Sergeant Rice, I don't feel good." Anybody know how I answered? I said, "If you ain't dead, you better be here." Now, I had some compassion. There were some that you knew that they, but most of the time they just had too much to drink and stayed out too late. No need not to come in. Come on in. You made your bed, lie in it.
Hallelujah.
But someone with a legitimate need to, I would have no problem with that.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 We may be under the mindset that if we have an excuse, it makes it right. We should rethink that.
Oh, bless the Savior.
Excuses are good for nothing. Except maybe helping you deceive yourself. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. And Israel were greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel.
Oh God.
Which said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell.
Oh, bless you.
But ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and said under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abiezrite, something like that, Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. How about it?
Amen.
The Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee?
Oh, bless you.
And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Well, we might say, well, what about that prophet that he sent? I don't know. Doesn't say. Did say that he wouldn't found Gideon, though. And said, Gideon, you're the man.
No?
Yeah. All right. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God.
But in the reading, we do understand that Gideon understood himself to be least. That was his confession.
Right.
And he was kind of concerned that God could use him. You know, that's why he put his fleece up. If we're not concerned that God can use us, we're too high and he can't use us.
Hallelujah.
Except we humble ourselves.
Yeah.
We say, oh, look who I am. Well, God can't use you like that. If you say, oh my God, can you use a wretch like me? Then he can use you. Everybody understand? Not if you think you're spiritual. You think you're spiritual, you don't understand what I'm saying. You think too highly of yourself. God have no use for you. He'd have to fix you first.
Yeah, fix
up. Hallelujah. He can use you, but you have to be modified. In the army, they call it MWO. Modification work order. How about that? That's when they made something and it had a fault or something. There was something you had to do to make it so that it'd be work right. So rather than have you send it all back, they send out a modification work order. Once you did that, it worked okay. That's what God have to do. We have to be modified or changed. Then God can't use us like we are. If we want to revert to the old man, God, nothing God can do with that. We want to be carnal, walk in the flesh all the time. God will have to modify us. He's well able to do it.
Oh, do it, God.
He's able to bring down the high-minded, the arrogant and the haughty.
Do it, God.
He's going to use me. I have to do it, you know.
Do it, God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory, God.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the Savior. Bless you, Lord.
All right. I've got a few more scriptures. That's for the edification of the body. I discern you as members of Christ's body. How about that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Be of good courage.
Hallelujah.
Well, let me find that. I need to find that one, you know. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 It says here, and Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. And said unto them, get ye up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And what the land is that they may dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. And what the land is, whether it be good, fat, or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage.
Hallelujah.
See, I found it, didn't I? Yes. And bring of the fruit of the land.
Hallelujah.
Now the time was the time of first ripe grapes. These were the spies that were sent up to spy out the land. And what I want to say is, he said, be of good courage.
Hallelujah.
Don't lose heart.
Hallelujah.
Was when Gideon got his army together, most of them were fearful and afraid. Of course, God couldn't use them.
Hallelujah.
You understand that?
Right.
He skimmed them right off the top.
Yeah, right. True.
Be of good courage.
Hallelujah.
Don't lose heart.
Hallelujah.
Don't be fear. Fear not, little flock. Let not your heart be troubled. We're going to be used of God, then we can't be fearful and unbelieving.
No way.
Hmm?
No way.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Be of good courage.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because to lose heart is to lose courage.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
At the first opportunity, you'll shirk your duties. You'll leave your post.
Yeah.
Don't tell me some haven't left their post.
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, God said, you stay here and you do that.
Yeah.
Some have left their post.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a great offense in the army. They put you on guard duty, even though you were just guarding a rock. You better not leave it, except somebody relieve you. Huh? Your relief didn't come. Sometime they didn't show up on time. You better not leave your post.
Oh, Jesus.
Some have left their post. Some have seen the wolf come and they've run off. Harlins, charlatans. And they figured out they can't get no more out of for their profit, so they run off to another post.
Amen.
Don't know that doing the will of God is all the profit we need.
Amen.
That's P-R-O-F-I-T.
Amen.
Hello.
Yes.
Did I spell it right?
Yes.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Be of good courage. Be of good courage.
Hallelujah.
I talked about, in the military, sometimes the commander would be concerned because the unit had low morale. They weren't enthusiastic. They didn't have the zest and the zeal. You know. And they were told to sound off. They didn't do it very well. Sound off. You know. Sound off. 1, 2. See? But when the morale was low, brother, you couldn't get them to sound off. Couldn't get them to show up on time. Couldn't get them to do a good job. Their heart just was not in it. Well, what's the cause and what's the remedy? There's a cause and there's a remedy.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Usually the cause stems from, the soldiers figuring out, man, it ain't worth it. You understand? I showed up and I worked hard. I went to the field. I laid out in the rain. I went to guard duty and, man, look here. All y'all get is more.
Mm.
But when they figure out it ain't worth it, then there comes the losing courage. Morale going low. So what's our problem? I see.
Yeah.
Peter said, well, Lord, we left all and followed you. What are we going to get?
Hallelujah.
Maybe we've fallen into that. We don't know that all the Father has is ours.
Yeah.
Y'all can run, can't you?
Yeah.
Mm. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when we get in a bad way, we say we're looking for Jesus. You know, like I've lost everything.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm ready to come live with the saints.
Oh yeah.
I got a call like that.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't hear them anymore.
Right.
But we proved it out, I guess. Huh? But to hear them, you know, they call and they say, hey, I lost everything and I've given up and I'm ready to go live with this. Hey, I don't see them, do you?
No.
That's very common, though, you know. When folk in a strait, that's how the children of Israel always did it. They got in trouble, oh, Lord, save us, and God would save them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I said, well, you know, when I heard the call, I said, yep, many folk, when they lose their home and their children left them, they want to come live with God's people. You understand? That's no good. That's no good. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
We haven't heard from Libby in a while. Oh, she'd be here by now. Hallelujah. How about you? Are you here? I give God praise. We are kept by the power of God.
Hallelujah.
How about you, young man? Your mom's not keeping you here.
Amen.
You know that, don't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Power of God.
Power of God. Yes, Lord.
So that's just at a birthday, you know. He's getting to be an old man. Hallelujah.
Glory.
His mother said, well, in 4 more years, he'll be a real adult. Well, we'll see. See what the Lord will do. Be good if he come take us home. Come down and dwell with us. How about that?
Glory.
Glory,
glory.
Then we'll reign with them as sons of God, huh?
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Rich is preaching. He said, it's no time to be slowful. Oh, that was way back. It's still pertinent.
Yes, Lord.
He said we should be spiritually intense.
Yes.
Perfect.
Hallelujah.
He said it right. We should be. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. We'll have to move on then, Brother Spencer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Overline, where you at? Don't you be here by now?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I called a name, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. It's all right.
It is all right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Ephesians.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Y'all know I'm in deep trouble, don't you?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Thank God he can get me out.
That's right,
hallelujah. You know who I'm in trouble with, don't you? Anybody know? See how spiritual you are. I'm not in trouble with God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Ephesians 4. It says here in Ephesians 4. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body. All these gifts work together. They don't oppose each other. They don't step on each other. They all work together. You know why? For the edification of the body. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. What's the cause? Till we all come. Praise the Lord into the unity of the faith. And of the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Hallelujah.
That we henceforth be no more children.
Hallelujah.
tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You know, all the winds and doctrine carried about. Be steadfast. Be sober, be vigilant. Don't be carried about. Don't be tossed to and fro. Be sober, be vigilant. Be steadfast, unmovable. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God. Amen.
Some folk like to have their ears tickled. You know that, don't you? Brother Sarah said that was part of Brother Branham's straying, because folk kept demanding of him, what about this, what about that? No need to ask me. God tell me, I'll tell you. I'm not going to make up anything for you. Huh? I'm not here to tickle your ears. I don't want you to make up anything for me. But let God be God.
Huh?
Let the prophet speak. Let him speak in turn. Let the other judge. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But let there be no confusion. Let there be no division.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, I got a letter, and then I guess we'll close. I do believe that I have spoken as the oracles of God. I believe that. Because I presented myself. I don't have an agenda. I really don't. That's not my doing. It's my testimony. It says here, God bless you, saints. How about that? You know who this letter is to? It's to you. God bless you. This is to you, brother. We listen to you on WWCR and WMRI and the phone. I thank the Lord that the broadcast is still on, as we need to still hear the prophet as he speaks the word of God. I also thank the Lord for Pastor / Brother Rice, as he has such joy for the Lord and keeps the saints bound together.
My Lord.
I do have joy for the Lord.
Yes.
God gives his people joy.
Yes.
And would that our joy be full. That his joy remain in us, and that our joy be full. It is very disheartening to know there is discord among the saints. May the Lord help every one of the saints, including me, to be sober and serious about serving the Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And be in one accord with the heart, body, mind, and soul. May he make a quick work to keep us bound together.
Yes.
We have just a short time before the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord has helped me greatly in dealing with the situation with my daughter, as he does all things well.
Yes.
I'm truly grateful for all the prayers of the saints. We do pray for you. God forbid that we cease to pray for you, dear sister.
Hallelujah.
That really helps and means a lot. How about that?
Amen.
Well, Pastor, I don't have to come to the tabernacle to pray. You don't have to, but you have a right.
Amen.
It's your privilege.
Amen.
What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we can pray under the oak tree and the chicken pen. And we do. But let's not leave the other undone. Make sure we all gather together and pray.
Amen.
In the tabernacle.
Amen.
At the hour of prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. My heart still longs to be with all the saints. Well, that's the heart of God. At the Overcomer. As you're all my brothers and sisters.
Bless you, Lord.
Along with all the saints.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Yeah.
I pray for you always. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come is my prayer.
Hallelujah.
The only hope we have. May the Lord bless each and every one of you. Help us all to keep the faith.
Hallelujah.
As we go through our many trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
We're going through.
Yes.
Maranatha.
Hallelujah.
Brother Dave and Sister Diane Johnson.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Sister Sister Johnson, Sister Diane, Brother Dave. Praise the Lord. All right. Let us stand. She always signs for Brother David. It was another sister did that. She lived down in Belize. Named Sister Dad. She always wrote the letters and she signed for her husband and all the children. Don't really know what happened to Sister Dana, but God knows. She was faithful in her husband and all the children for a while, and then we didn't hear from them anymore. I think the husband departed. I don't know if she's still down in Belize or not, but the Lord knows.
Hallelujah.
Another faithful one was Rhea in Greece. I believe she's resting. If she had a way to call, she'd call. I'm confident of that. I'm very confident. No doubt in my mind.
Hallelujah.
So, that's good that she does it that way.
Amen.
But the God's intent is to gather his people.
Yes, Lord.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
The trumpet will sound.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. There's going to be a gathering.
Yes, Lord.
Hmm?
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, Spencer, you going to pray for us?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we do thank you, Lord God, for the preaching of the word today.
Jesus.
Unto Shiloh shall be the gathering of the people. We do thank you, Lord God, for the tabernacle, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the saints of God. Thank you for Brother Stair and Pastor Rice, Lord God, preaching the word. We thank you for those of like precious faith, Lord God. And, oh, Lord, it is what it is, Lord God. And they that endure to the end, the same shall be saved, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your joy. Truly, it's the joy of the Lord that's our strength, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for this good fight of faith, Lord God. It's a good fight, Lord God. We do thank you for it, Lord God. Oh, yes, you show yourself strong every day, Lord God. In the tabernacle, in the shop, in the dining hall, everywhere, Lord God. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord God, most of all for your presence with us, Lord God, that causes us to go through. Oh, yes, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, Lord God. Oh, yes, it's not over yet, Lord God, but to you, Lord God, the end was in the beginning, Lord God. So we patiently wait, Lord God, for you, Lord God, knowing that you're going to come, that you're going to save your people from their sin. That you're going to come the second time.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, without sin, Lord God. Oh, yes, and there is a remnant here. Oh, yes, there is a remnant here that's fighting your good fight of faith, Lord God. Oh, yes, and you out there, oh, yes, hearing on the radio or the internet or however you hear, Lord God, the shortwave, you come and be strengthened by God's Spirit in the inner man and fight with us, Lord God. Want to put 1,000 fight to 10,000. We know, Lord God, that you do all things well and you know exactly where we are at all times. We do thank you, Lord God. And we're confident in this very thing, that you have began a good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We do thank you, Father. We do thank you, Lord God, for all things, Lord God. For we know. Oh, yes, Lord God. We do know, Lord God. Oh, bless you, Lord God. We do thank you, Lord God, for the knowing, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, that they that love God, oh, and are loved by God, Lord God, that all things work together for the good to those that love God, to those who are the call to his purpose. We do thank you, Lord. You do all things well, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Spencer. Lord bless you, saints. Maranatha.
Maranatha.
Lord is coming.
Hallelujah.
As he said.
Hallelujah.
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 Trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm.